Matter mo.
Time now for another edition of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
Never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air,
but the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many
now, it's the best of the Wake Up Call right here on AM 920 WGNU.
Black, white, Jew, Gentile. So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609. That would be my fax. And, it seems like every day there's another story that's coming out about what is not being done by this administration. What is what report is going unreported? What numbers are going out that are not accurate? the secrecy, the clandestine behavior of this administration is really breathtaking. And that also, I don't know, it seems like the sick, twisted sister of clandestine behavior is non-inclusion. Because as much stuff as we're not being told about is also stuff that we're not being invited to participate in. I don't know, exclusion, I guess, is the sick, twisted sister of non-disclosure. We need to talk about that. Because I'm starting to feel, because I'm reading all of these stories and hearing all these news reports and researching all of this, this one particular topic, the topic of our environment. The environment issue is going to be the next big thing insofar as politics is concerned. Reading stories about how evangelicals are now, some evangelicals, are now taking on the environment as a cause. It's not just abortion anymore, apparently. It is about the issue of the environment. They're saying that we should be leaving things as God intended them to be left. We should be protecting and preserving our environment. There are stories that are coming out that the next wars that may be fought are water wars. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. There are wars brewing all over the world. Because there's going to be a shortage of water, partly as a result of population, partly as a result of what is being done to our environment. The environment's going to be the next big thing, I predict. So we need to know, we need to keep a finger on the pulse, we need to be active on this issue of what is happening with our environment. And in theory, there is an organization that protects us, that is supposed to protect us, in theory. It's called the EPA, and I say in theory, because this ain't your grandmama's EPA. It truly isn't. And we need to talk about that. And I have joining me from Washington, D.C., to talk about the EPA and what they have failed to disclose to us. I have the Senior Vice President of the Environmental Working Group, Richard Wiles. He's joining us again from Washington, D.C. Richard, good morning.
Morning. How are you?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Very good. The EPA has failed to disclose pollution data.
Oh, yeah, they failed to disclose pollution data, but they have a new plan, which is to basically shut down what has been the one lonely little source of information for people in communities that are surrounding factories and industries that dump, you know, hundreds and thousands of pounds of toxic chemicals and toxic metals like lead and mercury into the community environment. So what the EPA has proposed is to basically not require literally thousands of these facilities to report anything anymore, so that the communities that are the most at risk, that live right next to these facilities, won't have any information on what they're being exposed to. And the amazing thing about this is that this program, which is called the Toxics Release Inventory, it doesn't actually regulate, it doesn't actually do anything or impose any burden on these polluters other than requiring them to tell the truth about what they're doing. But apparently even that is too much. So the Bush EPA has proposed to roll it back.
And by rolling it back, what does that mean?
Oh, it means that if you dump more than 500 pounds of any chemical contaminant pollutant metal into the environment around your plant, you have to report that, and ultimately the community can find out about it. But what the Bush EPA says, no, 500 pounds is you know, too burdensome. We're going to raise that to 5,000 pounds. And what that means is that, for example, and there's 15 states where there'd be at least 100 facilities that wouldn't have to report anything anymore. You know, in Missouri there'd be 88 that wouldn't have to report anymore. And this is really important information. This is basically the only information that communities around these plants have. It's the only way they can find out what's, you know, what they're being exposed to, what their children are being exposed to. You know, a lot of these little places are the ones that are the biggest polluters, unfortunately. It's sort of these medium-sized companies that, you know, pollute these communities with some of the most dangerous chemicals. So under the Bush plan, all that pollution will be secret.
So give us some examples of some of these little places that are putting out so much toxins, so many toxins.
Oh, well, I mean, you know, here's one that reported last year, Midwest Industrial Chemical Company. I've never heard of them, but they released almost 11,000 pounds of contaminants into the, wherever they're located, into the community around that facility, because a lot of those contaminants were, the individual pollutants came out of the factory at less than 5,000 pounds each. Basically, that company won't have to report any pollution again. So you have, you know, companies like that that, you know, sort of the paint companies or metal plating companies or, you know, mid-sized chemical companies that pollute with, you know, thousands of pounds of pollutants every year that won't be required to report. And to no end, what's the point? I mean, what we've asked, and I think what everybody wants to know is, so why are we depriving the public of this one little sliver of information that they have that helps them, you know, actually try to reduce this pollution?
Well, I guess the response from the other side would be that one little sliver of information oftentimes is the one thing that forces these companies to do something. Because when word gets out that they're dumping these kinds of pollutants in, even if there is no mandate from the government to do something, the businesses are kind of self-cleaning themselves up
right. When
this information gets out. So I guess that would be their complaint.
That's their complaint. But, you know, really, if you ask industry, the other amazing thing is industry didn't lobby very much for this as far as we can tell. This sort of just came out of nowhere from Bush EPA. So we've not been able to find anybody who was asking for this because you're right that that's what the industries say, but industry also says that, you know what, after we had to do this, we went and looked around and we realized we were pretty wasteful in our practices. We could clean up things.
So they made money off of it.
Save us money, right. I mean, some of the big guys like, you know, Monsanto or whatever have reported that they've reduced their emissions by around 80% of the nasty things they have to report here. So they actually, industry has claimed this as, you know, the most effective environmental initiative ever. Now, the reason they say that is twofold. One, because it has helped them become more efficient. The other reason is, of course, there's no regulations involved, so of course they like that. But there's no doubt that most of what this has done is help industry save money.
So, in terms of the EPA, has your organization seen the EPA doing the types of things that it's doing now? Does it appear to be more partisan now, more political now than it's ever been before? Is this the same old EPA?
Well, you got two groups at the EPA. You have the civil servants, people that have actually chosen to work there as a career, who basically are dedicated people who could make a lot more money working for industry if they felt like it, but they've decided to do this. And those people are generally trying to do the right thing. Then you layer over on top of them the political appointees who, for the most part, are not interested in, you know, the public health or the environment really at all. And so there's this constant fight. So, sometimes, you know, the public wins, sometimes not. It's clearly gone in the wrong direction under the Bush administration if you're interested in protecting public health and the environment. Well, there's a number of examples. And it also has had the effect of when industry-oriented political appointees come in and take over the key decision-making jobs at the EPA, what they also do is sort of select out within the career people those that are more favorable to industry. So you get a basic shift of the agency in favor of polluters, and there's no doubt that that's happened. No doubt at all.
Well, in terms of the severity of it, in terms of the impact of it, in terms of the size of the favor that is being curried for industry, Has the EPA been like this before?
Oh yeah, the EPA, you know, has a mixed record at best. But you know what? If you just, you know, look at the favors that were done to the energy industry in the energy bill, right, and,
mm-hmm.
the unwillingness to crack down on coal-fired power plants, which are huge polluters with mercury and smog-forming chemicals that put kids in the hospital every year, and the way that they've, you know, sort of not done anything to reduce auto emissions and refused, you know, to advocate for better mileage cars. You just look across the board at the basic job that EPA is supposed to be doing, and under Bush, they're not doing it at all. They're not taking any sort of an active stance to protect the environment. They're just sort of rolling along with whatever industry wants to do, and they do just enough to make the environment not appear as a politically problematic issue for Bush, but not anything to irritate industry. Sort of that nice middle ground where, you know, people kind of forget about it.
And what impact does, what influence does an elected official, a congressperson or a senate have on the decisions being made or the political decisions being made by the EPA? How does that work?
Well, Congress can do a lot. They have two basic ways. One is through the budget. They can, and typically what we've seen here is efforts to restrict the agency's ability to regulate. You know, if you can't spend a dollar cleaning up the air in this way is how they'll regulate the environment through the budget. You know, it's not really legal technically, but it's done all the time. It's supposed to legislate through the budget. That's one. And then, of course, Congress can get involved on the positive side. I mean, there's no question that, for example, if you embarrass them enough, they will definitely do the right thing. One example was the gasoline additive MTBE, which is contaminates groundwater all over the country, I'm sure, in your area too. Through enough embarrassment, advocates nationwide were able to get the Congress to not do bad things, and there were definitely some people that stepped up to the plate in the House and Senate and said, look, we're not going to let oil companies off the hook and make communities pay to clean up this gasoline out of their drinking water. So Congress has a role. They've obviously, this Congress, though.
That was going to be my next question.
Yeah, got major problems because with the Republicans in charge of everything, they basically have decided that they're not going to, you know, exercise the basic responsibilities they have to oversight over EPA. And there have been essentially no oversight hearings on the environment in the past 5 years.
There have been none?
I wouldn't say none, but, you know, essentially none, not one that I can remember. I mean, if you think about toxics or clean air or whatever, there have been hearings, but mostly about whether, you know, how far we're going to roll back existing health standards and how we're going to ease things for industry. Those are what the hearings have been about. There's been nothing about what I think an essential role of Congress is, and I think most citizens would agree, which is, you know, oversight over the agency as to whether or not they're doing the job that Congress has asked them to do when they passed the Clean Air Act and the Clean Water Act. Those kind of hearings are critical, and that's how you can overcome this sort of politicization of the agency, and there's been none of that.
Well, compare it to the administration prior to this, the Clinton administration. Did we see efforts for oversight hearings? Were there needs for oversight hearings? How did they perform under that administration?
Definitely. I mean, what you saw under Clinton was, for example, a huge fight on the part of the Clinton EPA. Now, you know, the Clinton EPA was not perfect, but they did do some good things. And one was in the air quality area where they fought for 5 years to really tighten up the air pollution, air quality standards is related to two kinds of pollutants. One, smog that puts kids and everybody in the hospital with asthma attacks, and another, fine particles or soot. And they really, really tightened those down. And that took a lot. I mean, that was just a knockdown, drag out fight for, you know, 3 or 4 years. And they were leading the charge on that. What Bush has come in is basically try to figure out how to not implement those, I mean, in a nutshell. So that, you know, just two fundamentally different approaches. They haven't gone as far as to actually officially roll back the standards, but, you know, what they've done is said, well, we need, you know, 10 more years, and you can't possibly put in place pollution control that will achieve that health standard because, oh, that's going to cost utilities so much money. And, you know, we all know utilities are just on the verge of going bankrupt. That's what I think every time I pay my bill.
Absolutely.
I just must be going bankrupt.
We're helping them out.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's been a real shift, you know, away from protecting the people.
Let me get to a caller or two here. Tim, you have a question for our guest, Richard Wiles.
Yeah. Liz, a question I want to ask him. Why does the government, or the taxpayers, if you will, spend all this money for regulatory agencies? They don't do a thing. The directors, secretaries, and whatnot are people that know nothing about the subject matter to which they supposedly have oversight.
All right. Thanks for your question and comment.
Yeah, well, like I said, when you got political appointees who are put in running these agencies that, you know, by administration that really doesn't want the job done, you get the result you're talking about. On the other hand, we have to have these agencies. If we didn't have an EPA at all, you know, when times are good politically, we wouldn't make any progress. They've definitely achieved something, but you're right. Currently, you know, it's a good question. Why do we have them at all?
And in terms of where people can find out more information about this, Richard, where can we go?
Well, you can go to our website if you want to find out about how they're going to roll back pollution's reporting in your community. It's ewg.org.
EWG,
like Environmental Working Group. org.
Very good. Richard Weil, Senior Vice President of the Environmental Working Group, thank you so much for joining us on the Wake Up Call.
Oh, you're welcome anytime.
All right. Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU, and my other number is 454-0400. My email is revolution@lizbrown.com. Get to me.
You've been listening to the best of the Wake Up Call. Stick around for more following these messages. Good morning, St. Louis, 31 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a quick look at your traffic and your weather for the 6 o'clock hour. Eastbound 40 between 141 and Mason Road, look for slow traffic. Northbound 270 at 44 and Doherty Ferry, look for the usual delays around the 44 exchange. Consequently, eastbound 44 from east of Soccer Park through 270, look for slowdowns there as you try to get on a north and southbound 270. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street into the Poplar Street Bridge, look for delays, especially in the left-hand lanes. Westbound 64 from Bowell Avenue into the 5570 split, look for the usual slowdowns. Westbound Kingbridge traffic is moving well from the gravel pit all the way into the landing. Eastbound 70 from K through 79, look for everything to be running at the speed limit, although it's starting to stack up around the Earth City or around the Cave Springs Expressway. Westbound 270 from West Florissant through Graham Hanley, look for slow traffic. Northbound 55 from Butler Hill through 270, look for very heavy volume around the 270 exchange. And then again from 3200 South Broadway into 44, look for slowdowns there as well. Eastbound 40 from Mason Road through 270, look for delays. And then again, you're running at the speed limit all the way into McKnight. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Friday. An excessive heat warning is in effect until 7 p.m. Thursday evening. Otherwise, today, hot and humid, partly cloudy. Highs in the upper 90s. The heat index will be around 107 by early this afternoon. For this evening, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 70s. The heat index will still hover around the 102 mark by early in the evening. Thursday, very hot and humid, partly cloudy. Highs around 100 with the heat index close to 110 by early in the afternoon. Friday, hot and humid, pretty much the same, partly cloudy, with a high in the upper 90s. The heat index should be around 105 by late morning or early afternoon. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 79 degrees and scattered clouds. Liz Brown will be live in the studio beginning at 7 o'clock. Until then, we're going to bring you more of the best of the Wake Up Call that's on the way. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 till 4 on AM 920 WGNU. And I look forward to hearing from you. If you have problems with a personal, work, or family relationship, call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA for the issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU. And for the personal issues that matter most, join me, Dr. Laura, now from 2 to 4 every weekday afternoon. Then go do the right thing.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care. And at Connect Care, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connect Care, but we're still connected to you. Connect Care. Still connected to the community.
Time Life presents the complete Tim CD Classic Soul Ballads Collection. 144 sensual ballads. Luther Vandross, Al Green, Barry White, Aretha Franklin. Just to be close. And now, for the first time ever, you can check out the entire 10 CD collection for 30 days for just $9.95. But wait, when you order with your credit card, you'll get free shipping and handling. That's a savings of nearly $13. So order with your credit card, and for just $9.95, you can enjoy all 10 CDs of Classic Soul Ballads in your home. And we'll ship it to you free. If it's not the best collection you've ever heard, send it back and owe nothing more.
Call 1-800-313-6969. That's 1-800-313-6969. 1-800-313-6969.
This is Mark Glass. Tune in every Friday at 5:15 for What's New at the Movies on AM 920. I sit through the bad ones so you don't have to, and give you an early heads up on the good stuff. So for advice on getting the best mileage from your entertainment budget, join me, Mark Glass, for What's New at the Movies, Friday afternoons at 5:15 on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues and the movies that matter most to you.
From A to Z, the Black Business Rolodex can meet all of your shopping needs.
Yes.
Seven Signs Masonry, 618-338-2871. Tuck pointing, all brickwork, whether it's your chimney, mailbox, flower beds, barbecue pits, all your masonry needs. The best hands in the business, Seven Signs, 618-338-2871. Don't forget, always check your decks.
A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
We now take you back to the best of the wake-up call right here on AM 920.
Award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Holding back
tears, thinking about the fear I've had so long. Gone. Strange.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. My name again is Liz Brown. Don't forget my show is archived every day at whiterosesociety.org. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Hi, Liz.
Bev,
I wanted to make a statement or make a question. I have a little familiarity with water treatment plants. My husband used to inspect them and be part of the building of them. He told me once, I used to ask him, when the water that's going, that's been fixed, you know, as best they can, to be put back in the river, what happens when it gets backlogged, you know, during certain seasons? It'll get backlogged, the sewage, the various things that have to be purified. And he told me there's a thing that it allows it to bypass the system and just go back into the river. Do you know that about this?
No, I don't.
Okay, I didn't know. Do you still have your guess?
No, I do not.
Okay, well, then may I, that's something I wanted to get out there, and
sure,
that's fine. But I want to tell you is I listen to, you know how I listen to a lot of shows during the night. If I can't sleep, I got my little earphones in. So when I tell you, I know a little bit about things, not that much. And I'm doing the dial, and there are a couple of men, two men that come on. They're like a religious station, you know, that's on, you know, really further down the aisle, down the dial. And they were revealing things about this port thing, that was unbelievable. That what is the name of that?
Dubai
has connections and main offices in Syria. I mean, it is like this thing is connected. And Iran, by the way, they were throwing out a lot of information about Iran. Iran has their fingers like a little snakes all over in all the regions. And, frankly, they're involved. There's so many things involved. Also, this guy Snow, there's a John Snow.
Yes.
All right. He's involved, and he somehow is involved in all this too, with also bringing in, and you'll say, Bev, you were dreaming. No, with the son of the president of China. Something about China and his son. I'm telling you, it's like this thing is really, you know, has tentacles. There's another thing. Why did Bush say first, it's a done deal. Then he was sticking in his heels and saying he'll veto it if you bring up anything. And then he's saying, I didn't know about it until very recently.
Well, all of those things are true, and he didn't know about it. He did not know that it was, I mean, he is saying that he did not know about it till after the deal was done.
Then why is he pushing in, you know, digging in like a child?
Well, because it is a done deal in his mind. He didn't have to know about it, that it needed to be done. He's comfortable with the fact that it has been done. There's also a connection of this. When we speak of tentacles, I'm more concerned about the tentacles of the Carlyle Group in this deal, because that's in it as well. There's also you have to understand that the nature of George W. Bush, he is going to dig his heels in, as he's done with everything. It doesn't matter whether he was in on the ground floor. In fact, as my guest, the doctor that wrote the book, Dr. Justin Frank, who wrote the book Bush on the Couch, he's not there for the details of the things. That he doesn't read the newspaper. He has notoriously short meetings. He doesn't have the attention span for these types of meetings, but he does have an attitude about thy will be done. And if this is something that needed to be done, he's never going to take it back. He's never going to admit that there was, he was asked during the debate, have you ever done anything wrong? And he says no. So of course he's not going to say that he made a mistake, that it was a mistake to do this $3 billion deal. He's never going to say that, whether he was at the meeting that where it took place and was approved or not.
There were more things revealed, not just, and these couple of men, their brothers, like, it's a religious station, I told you, but they were talking about the ships, like, even anything, there's 21 ports, and even if Israel were trying to send something, there were certain things, I don't know, it was getting very technical and how they could stop. But I'm telling you, this whole thing is just such a mishmash. I can't believe it.
Well, the American people, there has been a survey that has been taken. 70% of the American people say no to this deal. 70%.
Who is running anything? I mean, really, all right, whatever we think of Bush, that's another question. But it seems like nobody knew anything. Remember Hogan's Heroes or one of those, I know nothing, I know nothing?
Mm-hmm. Colonel Schultz. I mean, yes. Sergeant Schultz. Thanks for your call, Beth. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Dan.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
I just wanted to say that I think a lot of this is attributed to our national debt. It's where foreigners who invest in our country, whether it's by buying bonds or lending us money.
There you go.
They're saying, look, buddy, it's time to pay the piper. You don't have any gold. Your currency's not backed by gold. Actually, it's not backed by anything. You keep printing paper. How about we take your railroads? How about we take your ports? I think the whole thing's pretty fishy when no American companies even bid on the ports.
Well, and there are people that said that as a result of the privatization of this, as a result of American businesses going offshore, there's no interest in American businesses in doing this. So we're kind of like...
I don't think it's privatization. What we're seeing here is a big form of crony capitalism, and until the American people wake up and realize that both parties are full of BS, and they stop, they put down the remote to American Idol and get involved, you know, nothing's going to change.
Thanks, Dan.
It's pretty frustrating.
It is. It is. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You're telling a whole lot of Americans to put down their remotes from American Idol. Because it's just, I watch it. I watched it last night. I mean, the reality, the scary part about the whole American Idol phenomena is this. What does it say about us as a society? How much escapism are we seeking that we as a nation, when we turned on our television sets, we didn't watch the Olympics. We didn't watch figure skating in the Olympics. We didn't watch the Grammys where real people, real singers, real experts in singers, real people that get paid to sing, we didn't watch those folks. This nation chose instead to watch people that are amateurs in a contest of amateurs in singing. What does it say about our desire to escape? You know, Dan was asking the question or making the statement that Americans are not interested in this and can't put their remotes down. I guess the question is, or the issue is, or the observation is, why can't America turn away from something like that's a glorified, slickly produced, lot of pretty babies in it, karaoke contest, because that's what it is. And I'm just as guilty. I watch it. I loved it last night. I sat there and watched it. Talking on the phone to friends, I watched it. But the reality is that what makes an American nation rather do that than do anything else? This is a sad commentary for where we are. There's a lot of pain out there and a lot of attempts to escape. People will buy super big television screens to watch karaoke. Slickly produced karaoke, but karaoke nevertheless. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. XX Peter.
How you doing, Liz?
I'm outstanding.
You know, on this port thing, of course, my opinion is different than the majority of American people, but, you know, you look at how other countries, so-called third world countries, you know, African countries have been asked to give up control to privatization for key industries like water, power, in order to get loans through the IMF. And also look at Panama with the Panama Canal and how during Papa Bush, that, you know, this country went down and waged war over a small country after making a treaty with them And in the treaty, it said that they would have to maintain an army in order for them to go through with the treaty where they would turn the Panama Canal back over to these people, the people of Panama. But the U.S. went down and destroyed their army, and therefore I said, well, you don't have an army, we're going to have to renege on the deal. So we see a lot of these things coming back, not only here in our hemisphere with the Panama, but also around the world with these same type of policies that if you want to borrow our money, if you want us to have access to our markets, you have to give up key industries that's within your country, which is unheard of here in the U.S.
Well, so you're making the point, if I'm understanding you, is that what's being done, what is being attempted to be done here is less than what has been done to countries in Africa.
It's less than because I...
Well, no, let me finish. Let me finish the point. So if Americans are upset about this, then they should be doubly upset or as upset about what's happening to what America goes and does to other countries.
What America goes to other does to other countries is worse than what they are being asked to dish out now.
Okay, gotcha.
Thank you.
Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get to me. Rick.
Yeah, Liz?
Yes.
I got a perfect solution to this whole Iraq situation.
What's that?
Remember when Saddam was in charge, obviously the way that things are going over there now, he was just doing pretty much what had to be done. I mean, it was hard to keep these people from fighting and killing each other. And, you know, I just think that, you know, I'm sure he wasn't a sweetheart or anything, but he almost was just kind of doing what had to be done to keep that country from destroying it.
Kind of like Abu Ghraib?
Huh?
Kind of like Abu Ghraib?
No. But
No. I mean in terms of just doing what people are making the argument. We're just doing what had to be done to get the job done.
No, he was trying to keep... His country was fairly prosperous. It was, the people weren't fighting each other and
stuff.
And so, you know, I think that next time he's at his trial...
Let him go.
No. And let him sit down, and everybody all of a sudden starts laughing, and then Ashton Kutcher and Bush comes out from behind the curtain someplace and say, punk, we got you. You think we were really going to take your country away and put him back in charge, let him go over there and fix
so
this back up.
So this is just a long, twisted
like
episode
Dallas,
of Punk.
You know, like the Dallas TV show, you know, it was a dream, you know.
Thanks for your call. Punk. Just kidding. Here's your country back. Oh, Jesus. 454-0400 is the phone number. Got to take a break. I'll be back. My name is Liz Brown. This is a wake-up call.
You've been listening to the best of the wake-up call. Stick around. Liz Brown should be live in the studio beginning at 7 a.m.
At noon till 1 p.m. on WGNU 920 on the AM dial. You can talk to Dr. Walker and her guests weekly to discuss health and medical issues. Nurse Wanda always has information that you won't want to miss. Every show is different, and talking to Dr. Walker is always fun. Call 314-454-0400. You can also listen to Dr. Walker's Medical Hour on the Internet. Log on to WGNU.net. Click on Listen Live.
Summertime, and the living is easy, right? Not if you don't get your family reunion t-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion t-shirts and softball team t-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous t-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address, 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your t-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates.
I'm field person of Person Roofing. We've been in business about 17 years, and we've advertised on WGNU almost that whole time. We have installed over 5,000 roofs in that period of time, and today I have a customer here. His name is Mr. Merriweather. Mr. Merriweather, I think we installed a roof on your house about 10 or 12 years ago.
Yes, you did.
Recently, you had a little storm damage on that roof, didn't you?
I sure did.
Can you tell what happened?
Yeah, Mr. Person come out and repaired my roof and didn't charge me anything.
And you haven't had any problems since we did a repair?
I sure haven't.
Even though your warranty was out, we still came out and took care of your roof.
Right.
We try to service our customers, and if you would like to have a new roof, call us at 361-7127. That's Person Roofing at 361-7127. All phases of roofing.
You see a for sale sign and think, I want to invest, but real estate is complicated. Well, help is here. Hi, I'm Lorraine Davis, home mortgage consultant with Wells Fargo.
And I'm Jacques Land of the 100 Black Men of Metropolitan St. Louis.
We're the host of Let's Get Wealthy.
Our show provides real techniques for the everyday consumer on how to own a home and build wealth.
Tune in to Let's Get Wealthy every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Because today is the day to get wealth for yourself. Sponsored by the 100 Black Men of Metropolitan St. Louis, Wells Fargo Housing Foundation, and produced by the Platinum Group.
Why all the smoke about the fire department's promotions? Come on out to the Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality's headquarters, 1020 North Taylor, on Wednesday at 6 o'clock and find out. Find out why there's a lawsuit. Find out why there's an appeal. Find out why the mayor will not request an investigation of allegations of cheating. Come on out. That's this Wednesday at 6 o'clock, 1020 North Taylor, Firefighters Institution of Racial Equality. You know, where there's smoke, there's fire.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 till 4 on AM 920 WGNU. And I look forward to hearing from you. If you have problems with a personal, work, or family relationship, call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA for the issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU. And for the personal issues that matter most, join me, Dr. Laura, now from 2 to 4 every weekday afternoon. Then go do the right thing.
It's important to make sure your family has a plan in case of an emergency. We talked to this family to see if each of them knew where to meet if they were not together when something happened.
Okay, so if a natural disaster happened and we were outside the home, we would all meet at the park. That's our meeting point. That's where we would say, go here, this is safe, Dad will be here. We meet there, we'll be fine.
Well, we would probably just meet out in front of the house.
Our meeting place is our neighbor's house because she is my mom's good friend.
We all have a meeting spot, which is a bus stop. The reason for the bus stop is simply because nobody's going to be there. No buses, no people. There's probably going to be no traffic there. And it's a location that's in the middle of all three schools, so we can safely meet there, safely and quickly.
Is your plan any better? To learn more about making an emergency plan for your family, go to ready.gov. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Ad Council.
From A to Z, the Black Business Rolodex can meet all of your shopping needs.
S.
Seven Signs Masonry. 618-338-2871. Tuck pointing, all brickwork, whether it's your chimney, mailbox, flower beds, barbecue pits, all your masonry needs. The best hands in the business, Seven Signs, 618-338-2871. Don't forget, always check your decks.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap, weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, talk to me, sister. gives it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. Say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that the below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal
treatment. And so we say to all...
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. It's been an exceptionally deadly day for Americans in Iraq. 14 U.S. troops were killed in a helicopter crash. ABC's Miguel Marquez is in Baghdad.
This year, for some reason, there has been a lot more helicopters down. The military saying that the insurgents had worked out new ways to shoot down helicopters by sort of swarming them with different weapon systems all at the same time while they're at low altitudes. The military has had a pretty good run in recent months. They haven't had any incidents. At this point, though, they are saying this is not related to hostile fire. It is mechanical.
President Bush is calling for patience in Iraq. In a speech today, aides say he'll compare the war in Iraq to World War II, saying many thought it naive to help Japan transform into a democracy. President Bush's support of Iraq's prime minister may be waning. ABC's Martha Raddatz says for the first time he's suggesting Maliki could be replaced.
The chief of staff of the Army, General George Casey, told ABC News that commanders in Iraq have told him they are not optimistic about the Maliki government, and neither is he, saying, quote, "The military makes gains, and these guys just fritter it away."
Flooding continues to waterlog the West and the Midwest. ABC's Jim Hickey has an overview.
The torrential rain and flooding in the Midwest are so severe they have the attention of the president.
Just talk to the governors, process of filing the necessary paperwork.
Governors throughout the Midwest have declared disaster areas. In Pleasant Hope, Missouri, flood damage is everywhere.
The old-timers say they've never seen anything like it.
Two stubborn storm systems have converged, and more heavy rain is expected. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
The latest tainted product from China, chopsticks. According to a newspaper report, a Beijing factory recycled used chopsticks and sold up to 100,000 pairs a day without disinfecting them. Imitation may be the sincerest form of flattery, but Mattel is not flattered by a model with a porn website who calls herself China Barbie. Mattel is slapping her with a copyright lawsuit to protect Barbie's squeaky clean image. This is ABC News.
Why hasn't someone thought of this before? Take the hybrid to its logical extreme. Put a hybrid propulsion system where it can do some real good. A full-size vehicle doing full-size chores. Well, this fall, Chevy's introducing the Tahoe Hybrid, America's first full-size hybrid SUV. A whole new level of efficiency. Electric and gasoline working together to fight the good fight. Limited availability in select markets. Go to Chevy.com/hybrid and learn more. Do more, use less.
Hi, I'm Reggie Bush of the New Orleans Saints. If you live for football like I live for football, all you gotta do is switch to Dish Network. Get football 24/7 on the NFL Network on Dish Network. Plus, get games 6 nights a week.
With Dish Network, you get over 100 all-digital channels plus local channels for only $34.99 a month. Get a free DVR or HD DVR receiver upgrade plus free standard professional installation. Call 1-888-770-DISH today. Offer ends 1/31/08 and is subject to change without notice. Requires $49.99 activation fee and 18-month commitment. Restrictions apply.
The bulls were running, but not on Wall Street this time. ABC's Brad Farrell tells us two bulls broke free from their pens at the California State Fair.
Fairgoers had gathered to watch Dancing with Bulls, an event featuring rodeo clowns and bulls. But fair spokesman Brian May says the bulls lifted 100-pound metal panels that served as their pen.
They got their heads underneath the bar, and they got their horns locked, from what I'm told, and then just lifted up.
Police officer Pam Irie was yelling for people to get out of the way when a bull rammed her.
I do feel like I've been hit by a bull or run over by something.
Riley suffered broken ribs and a concussion. The bulls were eventually rounded up. Brad Farrell, ABC News.
It's tough to tell who was the bigger winner of America's Got Talent. The ventriloquist picked as the top talent, Terry Fader and his turtle Winston, or producers of the show, which was number one in its time slot, drawing just under 11 million viewers. I'm Karen Chase, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU newsroom.
And with another WGNU local report, I'm Peyton Colston. St. Louis City officials have announced the 10th area death attributed to the recent heat wave. Monday, officials said a 62-year-old man was discovered last Thursday in his home in the 4400 block of Code Brilliant Avenue. The home did not have an air conditioner, according to authorities, but they say a fan was found running. The death is the sixth in the city attributed to the heat. All of the victims were elderly. Four other deaths in outlying areas have been reported as well. Officials are reminding people to check on their neighbors, especially if the neighbors are elderly, and to call the United Way if you know of a neighbor in need of help. The United Way number is 800-427-4626. And in Illinois, it's been 22 days now that the state has operated without a state budget, and it's starting to take a toll. $340 million in aid for public schools remains frozen, as have payments for hospitals and nursing homes receiving state Medicaid payments. Also affected, payments to companies doing business with the land of Lincoln. The General Assembly of Illinois approved a new budget over a week ago, but Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich says he won't sign that until he cuts out $500 million in what he calls pork projects. The governor planned to make the cuts last week, but he's neither made the cuts nor commented further on the budget since then. And that's this hour's WGNU Local Report. I'm Peyton Colston for AM 920.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU, I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic and your weather. Northbound 170 between 40 and the Galleria Parkway. Look for stop-and-go traffic due to an accident at Galleria Parkway. It's causing some delays. Westbound 270 from 370 through St. Charles Rock Road. There's a disabled vehicle. The right lane's blocked. That's near the Rock Road. Look for stop-and-go traffic. Northbound 55 from Gasconade through Potomac. Look for slow traffic due to a disabled vehicle. And that left lane's blocked. That's at Potomac. Eastbound 44 from Elm through Laclede Station. Look for an accident. Shoulders blocked. That's at Laclede Station. Look for slow traffic as a result. Westbound 5570 from 64 onto the Poplar Street Bridge. You can expect delays in the left lanes. Eastbound 70 from K through 79, look for slow traffic. Westbound 270 at West Florissant and Graham Hanley, look for delays there. Eastbound 40 between 141 and Mason Road, look for slowdowns. Northbound 270 from 55 through Tesson Ferry, there's a disabled vehicle, the shoulder's blocked, that's at Tesson Ferry. It's causing some slowdowns there. Westbound 64 from Bow Avenue into the 5570 merge, look for your normal slowdowns. Eastbound 44 from Soccer Park through 270, look for slow traffic. Northbound 55 from 3200 South Broadway into 44, look for delays. Westbound Kingbridge traffic, look for slowdowns from the Illinois Bank into the landing. Westbound 270 from Illinois 3 into the Chain of Rocks Bridge, look for delays. Southbound 270 between 70 and Dorset, look for slowdowns. Northbound 270, look for Clayton and Ladue, look for heavy volume there. And also northbound 270, look for slowdowns between Dorset all the way into the 70 exit lanes. That's causing some delays. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Friday. For today, look forward to an excessive heat warning is in effect through 7 p.m. Thursday evening. Hot and humid today, partly cloudy, highs in the upper 90s. Highest heat index is expected to reach around 107 by this afternoon. This evening, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 70s. The heat index will remain around 102 early this evening. For Thursday, very hot and humid, partly cloudy, high around 100 with the heat index well above the 110 mark by the afternoon. And Friday, hot and humid, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 90s. The heat index is expected to reach around 105 by late morning or early afternoon on Friday. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 78 degrees, scattered clouds. Lambert Field is reporting the same. Stick around for more of the award-winning wake-up call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how can
you stand? But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
Struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal dignity.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the morning wake-up call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Get up. Get up. Get to me. Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, my goodness gracious. Do we have a lot to talk about this morning? I just got back from Jefferson City. We're going to spend a full hour tomorrow on Eye on the Loo talking about what happened up in Jefferson City. Going to spend a good hour talking about that, stunning things, all kinds of power grabs and and power plays and cover rumps and all kinds of amazing stuff. All kinds of amazing things. And car accidents. Older women injured in car accidents on the way up to Jefferson City. Car crashes. I mean, it's almost like a Hollywood movie. Intrigue and betrayal and greed and car wrecks. Yeah, no, that's not almost. That is a Hollywood movie. And we need to talk about all of that, and I'm going to give you all of the gory details, if you can hold off until tomorrow at 7 o'clock when we once again engage in another edition of Eye on the Lou. It was troubling. It was foul. It was troubling. It was problematic. It was, if I was back in grade school again, I guess the only word that I could use that would describe what happened yesterday up in Jefferson City, my second grade vocabulary would limit me to one single word: icky. It was just icky up there. Had to take a shower when I came back. It is an amazing place, and amazing things what happens up there. And let me tell you, you think that you understand greed, you think you understand gluttony, you think you understand power, you don't. Till you see these guys up there in Jefferson City, looking at this panel, looking at this committee. No women on the committee at all. Oh, there were the women that were the secretarial help. None. Wow. We have a lot of business to tend to. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much business. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. My name is Liz Brown, revolution@lizbrown.com. That's my email address. Get to me. From A to Z, the Black Business Rolodex can meet all of your shopping needs.
Yes.
Seven Signs Masonry, 618-338-2871. Tuck pointing, all brickwork, whether it's your chimney, mailbox, flower beds, barbecue pits, all your masonry needs. The best hands in the business, Seven Signs, 618-338-2871. Don't forget, always check your decks.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. I'd like to introduce to you one of my customers, Joe Scoggins. Mr. Scoggins, how long ago did we work on your property?
It was approximately 8 to 9 years ago, Mr. Persons.
Okay, have you had any problems with your roof since that time?
Well, actually, about 3 weeks ago, I called you, and there was some water damage that was caused as a result of the storm last fall.
Okay.
And you were out the following day to do the repair work. And it was done in such a professional way that I would recommend you to any and everyone.
So how much did we charge you?
It was free, and it was done within a matter of 3 hours.
All right.
So I called you one day, and you were out the very next day, you and your son and his assistant, and you went up on the roof, and you accomplished the task within a matter of 3 hours.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. Our service starts when we complete your roof. Our number is 361-7127. You can call us day or night. 361-7127.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? Well, for free information on how to proceed, call this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other materials of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get this free information just by calling this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call InventHelp right now, toll free.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Bryant.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. Don't forget tonight at 7 o'clock at 1020 North Taylor Fire. Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality is going to be tending to business. There is going to be a meeting, a town hall meeting, a forum on why all the smoke about the promotions in the fire department with our first African chief. Why all the meddling? Can you believe that a guy has a job and he's not even allowed to transfer people? Why all the meddling? Why all the white fingers up in this? Well. We're going to talk about that tonight at 6 o'clock at Fire. That's the Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality. Where's their institute location? Well, it's at 1020 North Taylor, 6 o'clock tonight. Please be there. I would really like to see you all coming out and getting this information. It's hot out there. There's a reason why it's hot out there. You need to come on down to the Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality, 1020 North Taylor, 6 o'clock tonight. Why has there been an appeal of the lawsuit? Come on down. You'll find out. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. Sterling.
Yes, ma'am. I heard a rumor about a political meeting in North St. Louis involves various different state representatives.
That took place on Saturday at 10 o'clock.
Well, the rumor is that the meeting was held and that there was someone sponsoring a bill to allow some developer to get some large tax breaks.
Apparently, Sterling, you have not been listening to the show over the last week or so.
Well, ma'am,
that's what I went up to Jeff City to attend to yesterday.
Ma'am, I just relocated back to town.
All right. Well, I'm telling you, we've been talking about that for quite some time now. We started with it last week. We had a special show on it that there's a piece of legislation. There's a special session going on right now. Two issues that will be considered by the legislative body up in Jefferson City. One of them is now called House Bill Number 1. It was House Bill 327. Within it is a land grab component. Also within it are all kinds of things, job programs, enterprise zones, ticket. They've changed the ticket, the ability of people to resell their tickets in this. There's stuff for farmers, all kinds of stuff. And there's one piece in here about changing the way that the Jefferson City people can weigh in on a land grab. They've given away an opportunity to, initially it was to one white guy, and now they've changed the language, so now it includes SLU and includes other nonprofits. They will get all of they will even get back taxes paid with this bill.
Okay, well, the question I'd like to ask, supposedly some of the politicians that sponsored the bill were in the meeting, and the question came up did anybody know who sponsored the bill? And suppose these people were mum about it. Is there any significance to that rumor?
Well, I don't know anything about somebody that the sponsorship of the bill is on the web. You can see who sponsored it and who was part of
it. Well,
I'm
just telling you what I heard, man.
No. What I'm saying is that people. I don't know why people were mum because all you have to do is go on the web and see who sponsored the bill. So that's not a mystery or any kind of secret or anything out there. The question is who is in support of this? Rodney Hubbard. Yesterday, it was fascinating. He was given 7 amendments to attach to this. Rodney Hubbard wants to be the next senator. He voted against one of his own amendments.
Oh, okay. He
voted against one of his own amendments. I sat there and watched him say nay out of his mouth.
Well, I guess he was exposed and he chickened out, I guess.
Well, or chickened in. I don't know which way it was. You know? Because it's just easier to be on the side of right than it is to be on the side of wrong. So chicken in.
Okay, well, all right. Thank you very much, man.
Take care, Sterling. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. Christine.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I called in last couple of weeks. I wanted to talk to Fire Chief Lester.
Captain Lester.
I mean, yes, Captain Lester.
The fire chief is Sherman George.
It's Sherman George.
Although, you know, Wayne wouldn't mind it, I'm sure.
Well, maybe Chief George would. But anyway, I called in the time that the president of the Board of Aldermen, Lewis Reed, he called in, and he was talking about the lawsuit and then the appeal. And he mentioned 3 or 4 times about taxpayers' dollars. And the way I look at it, I'm a taxpayer. And I think we would want our tax dollars to go to something that would ensure a person getting a promotion would get it equitably and equally and fairly promoted. And what we don't want our tax dollars to go to is the Cardinal baseball stadium to pay for millionaires and the ballpark village for our taxpayers to go there when billionaires are sponsoring that. We want our taxpayers to go to something that would be representative of us. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Well, I think that's the way most taxpayers feel. They don't feel that our tax dollars are being wasted when we're fighting for something that's going to be beneficial to the taxpayer.
All right. Thank you, Christine.
Thank you.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much business to tend to. If you want to email me, you can do that. If you want to fax me, you can do that at 454-0400, 454-0400. Get up, get up, get to me. We have much business to tend to. And don't forget, tomorrow on Eye on the Lou, we're going to really, really be dissecting this issue of the land grab. Also, just I want to, because I'm even trying to work it out in my through my political skills. All of the people that were there in Jefferson City yesterday and what it meant, the people that spoke on behalf of this bill, there were some shocking things. But not when you understand the political connections, and we're going to talk about that. We are absolutely going to talk about that tomorrow on Eye on the Lou. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. We have much business to tend to. Don't forget about the Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality. They're meeting tonight at 7 o'clock at their headquarters, 1020 North Taylor, at 6 o'clock. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up, get up, get to me.
Good morning, St. Louis. 29 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a quick look at your traffic and your weather for the 7 o'clock hour. Southbound 170 from Ladue through the Galleria Parkway is closed due to an accident. That's at Galleria Parkway. Look for stop traffic. You may want to find an alternate route. Southbound 170 between Olive and Del Mar, there's stop-and-go traffic due to road construction, also reduced to two lanes. That's not helping the matter. Westbound 270 from 370 through St. Charles Rock Road, there's a disabled vehicle. Right lane's blocked. That's near St. Charles Rock Road. It's causing some slowdowns there. Northbound 55 from Gasconade through Potomac, look for a disabled vehicle. Left lane's blocked. That's at Potomac. Westbound 64 from Bow Avenue into the 5570 split. Look for slow traffic. Northbound 270 from 55 through Tesson Ferry. Look for a disabled vehicle. Shoulders blocked. That's causing some delays. Eastbound 44 from Soccer Park through 270. Look for slow traffic. Westbound 5570 from 64 into the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for delays in the left lanes. Eastbound 70 from K through 79, look for slow traffic. Westbound 270 from West Florissant through Graham Hanley up in North County, look for some slowdowns there as well. Northbound 55 from 3200 South Broadway into 44, look for heavy volume. And from Butler Hill into 270, look for slowdowns there as well. You can expect some delays. Also, northbound 270 from Dorset through 70, look for slow traffic in the 70 exit lanes. There's a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Friday. A heat advisory is in effect through 7 p.m. tomorrow evening. Otherwise, hot and humid, partly cloudy, highs in the upper 90s with a heat index around 107 by this afternoon. This evening, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 70s. The heat index will still remain around 102 by early this evening. For Thursday, very hot and humid, partly cloudy skies, high around 100 with the heat index well over the 110 mark by the afternoon. And Friday, hot and humid, partly cloudy, highs in the upper 90s. The heat index will still reach around 105 by late morning or early afternoon on Friday. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 78 degrees, some clouds. Lambert Field is reporting the same. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
Why all the smoke about the fire department's promotions? Come on out to the Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality's headquarters, 1020 North Taylor, on Wednesday at 6 o'clock and find out. Find out why there's a lawsuit. Find out why there's an appeal. Find out why the mayor will not request an investigation of allegations of cheating. Come on out. That's this Wednesday at 6 o'clock, 1020 North Taylor, Firefighters Institution of Racial Equality. You know, where there's smoke, there's fire.
Previously on the Sloan Ranger program...
How dare you create an argument for public health that exempts the casinos? You wouldn't do that if we had an avian flu epidemic in St. Louis. Would you exempt the casinos from those regulations?
Pretty good. No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, so it kind of betrayed the argument on its face.
For the smartest talk on radio, it's the Sloan Ranger Show, weekdays at 5 o'clock, only on AM 920 WGNU.
Summertime, and the living is easy, right? Not if you don't get your family reunion t-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion t-shirts and softball team t-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous t-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address. 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your t-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200, Robert Guy and Associates.
This is Decent Guy Don, the original conspiracy hunter. You know, the guy that keeps you up to date on all the good guys and the bad guys out of the Council of Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Illuminati crowd, and assorted other characters who are squeezing the life out of our great American country. Tune in every evening to hear the thunderous crash as I pull the linchpin from the foundations of the House of the New World Order as it crashes down. That's 7 p.m. Monday through Friday with the Conspiracy Hunter right here at WGNU 920 a.m.
Around the world and behind the story. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
This is the St. Louis City Schools.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to, much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get up. Get to me. Next week, the St. Louis Public Schools Watch will join you at its normal time and place. I'm going to have some announcement about schools letting out early this morning or today because of the heat. Watch your babies. You know what? I would go by and go into the schools before I let my child in any school today. It is hot out there. It's going to get even hotter. The illegal board has refused to submit what their plan for dealing with this heat is, and now the babies are only going to have a half a day of school today. I would check before I let them in any building today. It is a scorcher out there, and there is no plan. There is no plan with this illegal board that is trying to run the St. Louis Public Schools. So check on that, but know that it's only going to be a half a day of school for schools today. So know that. 1-877-920-WGNU. And here's an opportunity for you. We often talk about all kinds of books on this show, push all kinds of books, and here we go. All 62 major publishers have refused to publish this 74-year-old's debut novel, An All-American Deal. This is an amazing and mesmerizing summary of American history. Why have 62 major publishers refused to publish this book? One, within this novel, the United States is declaring white supremacy rules America. In this novel, all people of African descent who want to go back to Africa can go at Uncle Sam's expense. In this novel, Congress passes a $1 trillion contract for infrastructure development in Africa. In this book, multinational corporations will kill for a successful bid. Huh. And finally, an African East St. Louis billionaire, John Q, and his wife, an assassin, are bidding too. So, you know what? Somebody's going to get it out of all of this. You need to pick up this debut novel by Bruce Petty because nobody else wanted to publish it because of what it has inside of it. An All-American Deal. You can get it at the Knowledge Center. You can get it at Left Bank Books. You can get it at the NOI Information Center or Ujamaa. You know what? The All-American Deal by Bruce Petty. Pick it up. Pick it up because they refuse to publish it. Find out why. Find out why. The All-American Deal. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. Ms. Lindsay.
Good morning, Ms. Brown. How you doing? I've been out of town. A whole lot has happened. But I'll tell you a couple of things I found while I was out that I wanted to share with your group. First of all, with the school business, in Alabama where I was, some of the school districts put one of the bus drivers used her thermometer. It was 122 after the children got off.
When was
so
this?
This was last week. So she reported it, and the businesses around there gave the children water for when they come home. But I know they're not going to do that because the people are not going to ask for it here. But the other thing was that I'm talking with a person from New Orleans, found out the reason why they didn't want those black people to go, us black people to go back to New Orleans. There's oil under them their lands. And they want that oil, so they're not encouraging the people to come back, and they're not helping them to rebuild because they were on prime property.
All right now.
So they're hoping that they can finally get all that, and then they have the big ships, the cruise ships, to come into that port, and they come right on up to, the casinos. That's the reason why it's prime property, and for more than one reason. And I have missed the show, but I'm glad you're back. And I didn't get to hear what you told us. Well, I guess you tell us tonight what happened yesterday up in Jefferson City.
No, actually, what's going to happen? I'm going to talk about it tomorrow on Eye on the Lou.
All right. Thank you. Enjoy.
All right. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Another wonderful new advertiser for the Wake Up Call. Go on down to the African Palace Bar and Grill. They have a wonderful carryout menu. They're open Tuesday through Thursday, 1 p.m. to 12 a.m. Friday through Saturday, 1 p.m. to 1 a.m. They're located at 4005 Seven Hills Drive in St. Louis. You know what? The African Palace has been specializing in dishes from Nigeria, Jamaica, Ghana. They've been serving North County with authentic styles of African cuisine for years. You know what? Come on out and enjoy a journey to the motherland, the ultimate African experience. You talk about how you support the show. You know what? Have a nice night out. Go on out to the African Palace Bar and Grill. Wonderful food, wonderful time, wonderful experience. And they're part of the Wake Up Call advertising family. The African Palace, open Tuesday through Saturday. Tuesday through Thursday, 1 p.m. to 12 a.m. Friday through Saturday, 1 p.m. to 1 a.m. They also have happy hours, African Palace Reggae Fridays, and Africa Night all Saturday night. Dance to wonderful African music. Come on, get on out to the African Palace. Try something different. Do something fun and tell them I told you to. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get up, get to me. We have much, much, much business to tend to. I was doing some compare and contrast on my journey to Jefferson City yesterday. I was thinking about the contempt that legislators in Jefferson City have for the city of St. Louis, the residents of the city of St. Louis. And I was thinking about how that contempt doesn't just confine itself to the geographical boundary lines of the state of Missouri. This contempt is also, this contempt exists within the administration. And I know that to many of you out there, yeah, what's new? But I just want to underscore the freedom that these folks feel that they can express contempt. The Bush administration has stopped states, is attempting to stop states from making it possible for children whose parents cannot afford health insurance from getting health insurance. Now, the Congress passed the expansion to the CHIPS program. I think it's the S-CHIPS program. But that didn't stop George Bush from going after your baby. Oh, heck no. If he can send them to Iraq and kill them, why would he care about y'all feeding your baby? I mean, get your babies being safe with their health care. You know, let me just back up. In all fairness to Boy George, I don't care about him. He's sending them to war. again and again and again and again, he's lying to parents about how he died. They died. Ask Tillman's mama and daddy about how, what he cared about their baby. So I guess it should come as no surprise. In fact, it should be another example of the consistency of the monstrosity of this administration's policies, practices, and belief sets. Shoot, what he care about some children out here not having health care? He's sending people's children off to die in a war that was based on a lie. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get to me. Car phone.
Hello, Liz. Boot Hill Man. How you doing?
Boot Hill Man, good morning.
Yes, I just calling and be listening. I was about taxes, even here in Illinois and we're both about these kids' insurance. They want to vote on it. Now, these just senators and congressmen that are voting, getting just like that ballpark down there. You know, hey, I'm retired. Why don't they cut my taxes on my house? I've been in 30 years.
How about this? Why not bail out the people who are trying to keep their homes as opposed to the people that sold them a bill of goods to get into their homes?
Exactly. I mean, this is what it is. But, you know, they vote for him and put him in there, and they think, hey, you know, he's rich and a good-looking boy, so, you know, it's paying for him, but it's catching up with all of us, though.
Well, we all need to get out there and get rid of all of them. Get rid of all of them that are not doing us right.
Straight across the road, and also some of them. I'm voting no on them. And I've been voting since I was 18 years old. And,
me too.
I'm in my mid-60s, so I ain't stopped voting yet.
All right, now.
All right, you take care.
Take care of yourself. Thanks for your call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get up or get to me.
Have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 till 4 on AM 920. WGNU discusses the issues that matter most to you every day. And if you have a relationship problem with a friend, coworker, or family member, it really matters to me. So call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA. Tune in every Monday through Friday afternoon from 2 until 4 and take on the day with me, Dr. Laura, on AM 920 WGNU.
Here's a WGNU Global News Update sponsored by Patty Cook of LifeByDesign.biz. I'm Peyton Colston. Dateline Seoul, South Korea. Reclusive North Korea is opening up to international aid to help recover from devastating floods. The main United Nations Food Agency announced Tuesday it would start emergency feedings for thousands of disaster victims. North Korea has previously bristled at intrusions into the tightly controlled communist country, and in recent years it scaled back the outside assistance it allows, claiming its food crisis was over. But this year's annual floods, spawned by the heaviest rains in roughly 40 years, have been devastating. North Korea says more than 11% of its crops were destroyed after a week of storms earlier this month, and international aid officials say some 221 people were killed and 82 remain missing. More than 89,000 have been left homeless. The disaster has also forced the postponement of the first summit between the two Koreas in 7 years. And that's a WGNU Global News Update sponsored by Patty Cook of LifeByDesign.biz. I'm Peyton Colston.
Are you so busy with work that you don't have time to improve how you work? If you could learn tools and techniques for getting more done in less time from not one but two premier coaches, would it be worth an hour of your time? The teleseminar is free. The results you will produce are priceless. Go to pattycook.com to register for the August 28th Personal Leadership Secrets Teleseminar. That's PATTYCOOK.com. You'll be glad you did.
Why all the smoke about the fire department's promotions? Come on out to the Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality's headquarters, 1020 North Taylor, on Wednesday at 6 o'clock and find out. Find out why there's a lawsuit. Find out why there's an appeal. Find out why the mayor will not request an investigation of allegations of cheating. Come on out. That's this Wednesday at 6 o'clock, 1020 North Taylor, Firefighters Institution of Racial Equality. You know, where there's smoke, there's fire.
This is Alan Brainerd. Join me Wednesdays at noon for Design 411 on AM 920 WGNU. No matter where you live, no matter what your lifestyle, you'll find out how to turn your ordinary home into an extraordinary home. My guests and I will give you the 411 on everything from classic design to the newest decorating trends. Join me, Alan Brainerd, for Design 411 every Wednesday at noon on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues that matter most to you and your home.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Frank.
Paul, my name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Liz. How are you?
I am wonderful.
Hey, on this S-CHIP program that you're talking about, the health expansion.
Yes.
Were you aware that under the proposed law that adults up to age 25 would be covered and families making $80,000 a year would also be covered?
I'm not aware of that at all. And what percentage of the families of $80,000 families are we talking about? How many families like that are we talking about?
I don't know that, but I do know for a fact that adults up to age 25 would be covered. And families making over $80,000 a year, I believe it's three times the poverty level, would be covered under this program.
Okay. What is the poverty level?
I believe 27,000 for a family of four, something like that.
Okay. So what is three times 27?
81.
Okay. And how many kids have to be in the family?
I believe that's a family of four.
So a family of four making $80-something thousand dollars a year in a particular state, let's say, for example, New Jersey. One of the things that I've heard from the people that work with this program in New Jersey is, yes, they reach people with more that make more money, but the cost of living is so high in that state, so it works out the same as it would in a state where the cost of living is less than that.
Yeah, but they're not talking about $81,000 for New Jersey. They're talking about $81,000 for every state in the country.
That's not true.
That's not true. And they're talking about adults up to age 25 in every state in the country, Liz.
And what are the conditions?
You can get your facts on stuff like
this. No, you get your facts. Obviously, you get your facts from Fox. Obviously, you get your facts from Fox, because the fact of the matter is that if there were
$80,000 worth of people were making $80,000 a year. The question that every citizen should ask is, number one, what is the cost of living for that family? Secondly, what is the cost of health insurance for that? And we're talking about kids. We're not talking about adults. And how many adults are we talking about that qualify for this? Because before we start saying this is just crazy, we got to find out how many people are affected by this. Because why would we care as Americans? Why would we care as Americans if a percentage of the people that we're talking about that receive this benefit under the conditions that you've described is less than 20,000 people? Why would we care as Americans if we're covering the rest of the kids? Why would we care?
Why don't you write the bill so that it only covers kids?
Why would you throw the bill out? Better question is why would you throw the bill out if we're only talking about a handful of people?
How do you know it's only a handful of people?
That's what I asked you. That's why I asked you, how many people are we talking about before you get all
of... Why don't you investigate that?
I don't believe your facts. I don't believe your facts. I don't believe your facts. You come to me and you say, this is why the bill is so problematic. I ask you a simple question. Since you brought those numbers to me, how many people are we talking about? Because if it's a handful, if you're right to begin with, if it's a handful of people, I don't care if we're talking, since we're talking about millions of children. And you, as the individual bringing these Fox facts, put that in quotes, double quotes, triple quotes, Fox facts to me, you gotta bring more to me than say, do you know that 25-year-old kids are included in this? How many are we talking about? How much money are we talking about? Because we live in a country where there's no problem with the government spending trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars to send us to war. For an illegal war. We don't have any problem with that. Anything that gets the majority of our kids covered with health care, we should be happy to do it. And if there's a handful of people that get children that get covered, thank you, God. Thank you, God, that we now have kids with health care in this country. Health care is a right. Health care is a right. And if our err as a nation, if we err as a nation in providing health care to children, I think I can lay my head on my little pillow at night and sleep well. I can snuggle up in the comfort of my home and within the boundaries of the United States of America and know that kids have health care. Oh, good golly, a family of four making $80,000 a year, their children will have health care. Help me with the problem of that. Help me with the downside of that. And don't act like you care, because you don't care about, nobody cares about these poor kids to begin with. People don't care about kids to begin with. So what? So what? Our sin is that too many kids are receiving health care. You know what? Step off. Step off. Walter.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was going to talk about the air conditioning system problems in the schools. To your knowledge, what's been done at this time, I mean, to rectify that?
Here's what I know. What I know is that there was a request by parents of Rick Sullivan, that's Boy George Light, Rick Sullivan, to give us the plan for how the air conditioning and how the schools were going to be ready for our children, given what the heat is. And you know what Rick Sullivan, the millionaire, said?
What's that?
Pay me $1,000 and I'll tell you what the plan is.
Well, okay, but I guess I'm going back farther than that. I mean, this is 2007.
That is correct.
I mean, down through the years, I mean, I don't have any kids in the public schools or whatever.
Nor do I.
But I'm wondering, I mean, how did it get to 2007 and we forget about our kids? I mean, like, I haven't followed the politics of the building of the dome and the stadium downtown all the way, but I mean, how do we build those things? I mean, you got animals who's on the air conditioning. In this day and time, I think most people agree. And I'm just trying to figure out, how do we get to 2007? We got air conditioning in our homes, go to work, to the offices on the air conditioning, you name it.
What's fascinating to me, Walter, is that I've had people call up on this show and say, you know, all the people, similar people that are hollering about how Michael Vick treated some dogs. Well, I didn't have air conditioning in my school. What do we need air conditioning in the schools for? We actually have people saying that stuff. Grown-ups that wouldn't spend a day in their office if there wasn't air conditioning in their office.
I'm going to say this about Michael Vick, and then I'm going to go. You know the guy, the court guy that was working with the bookies and stuff? Do you know that guy got off with, I think, probation?
Which guy is that, Walter?
He was a coach, and he was dealing with the bookies. I don't know if he was betting on the game, throwing the game.
Oh, you're talking about he was a referee.
He was a referee.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Okay, right. I don't know his name, but I know who you're talking about.
So I guess in the Michael Vick situation, it wasn't really about the dogs. It was really about the guy, I guess, Michael Vick.
It's not about the crime. It's about who stands accused of the crime.
I'll talk to you next time.
Take care of yourself, Walter. My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back. Stay with me. We'll be back to take some more of your comments, concerns, questions, observations, and all that good stuff. This is the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with me.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air from the brothers.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. President Bush is promising a flood of relief to flood victims in the Midwest, where more rain is in the forecast after days of torrential downpours and several rivers have yet to crest. The storm is blamed for at least 22 deaths. ABC's Barbara Pinto in Hoka, Minnesota says the worst may be yet to come.
What's happened is as the flood waters move through and then quickly recede, what is left is a coating of thick, sticky mud. This part of the country had more rain last night, about 2 inches, causing even more mudslides. In Ohio, parts there are still underwater.
Hurricane Dean is just a bad memory for Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. ABC's Stephen Portnoy in Cancun has the latest.
Now that Dean has moved on, there's great relief here on the Yucatan Peninsula. The major resort areas were spared any damage, and the populated cities south of here, which got a direct hit, have yet to report any casualties. There are still concerns about small Mayan villages, though. Some Mayans reportedly refused military orders to leave their low-lying stick huts. It's still not yet known what happened in those remote communities.
2 years later, Hurricane Katrina is still a potentially deadly force. Researchers say 8% of survivors have considered suicide. 21% report signs of post-traumatic stress syndrome. More American casualties in Iraq. 14 U.S. soldiers perished in a Black Hawk helicopter crash.
It was on a night mission. Our helicopters always travel with wingmen, part of the security, and it did take place at night when the crash occurred.
Lieutenant Colonel Michael Donnelly says their Task Force Lightning colleagues are in mourning.
It's a great loss to Task Force Lightning. We had great Americans. They're great soldiers, and we're going through the loss process right now.
Officials suspect mechanical failure brought it down. A secret weapon in the Battle of the Bulge is sleep. Scientists say bad sleep habits are so closely tied to obesity, doctors should include it in their prescriptions for losing weight, right along with eating less and exercising more. This is ABC News.
Aflac for small business.
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm a flea.
Okay. Well, it is a dog-eat-dog world out there.
Look, I got a family business. Oh, here comes Pa.
Oh, your dad?
No, a Pa!
Well, with Aflac for small business, you get a lot of the benefits of a big business at no direct cost to you.
Oh, like a flea market?
Well, sort of. Visit AflacSB.com or call 1-800-99-AFLAC. American Family Life Insurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
Want to get your business noticed? Maybe you need to stand out more.
At the Office Depot Design Print and Ship Depot, you can print or engrave your logo on business cards, letterhead, and envelopes, and on thousands of promotional products, including apparel, pens, and more. And if you don't have a logo, Office Depot can help you create one. Help your business get noticed. Stop by Office Depot, and we'll show you how. Office Depot, taking care of business.
Can a swimsuit model make it in the media pool? A new reality show called Anchorwoman debuts tonight, starring model Lauren Jones, who says, how hard can it be?
Some of my past work includes being a diva on WWE's SmackDown and doing a lot of bikini modeling and lingerie modeling and a lot of commercial print stuff. Like, I was in Fortune magazine, and that got a lot of publicity, so some people may know me from that.
As for her future?
What excites me most about this project is the chance to really fulfill my dreams and become a good news anchor. Somewhere between Ryan Seacrest and Katie Couric, that kind of career.
Anchorwoman begins tonight. Another reality show ended last night.
The winner of America's Got Talent. The winner of the title Best New Act in America. And the winner of $1 million is... Terry Fader!
Fader is a ventriloquist who sang duets with Winston, his amazing impersonating turtle. I'm Karen Chase, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU newsroom.
Here's another WGNU local report. I'm Peyton Colston. One person is facing charges for the death of a 6-month-old infant in Belleville. 18-year-old Brandon Hudson of East St. Louis was charged yesterday with the first-degree murder of Lorenz Coleman. Two suspects were initially arrested over the weekend after police responded to a call on Murren Boulevard about a baby who had stopped breathing. Autopsy results showed Coleman died of a blunt trauma to the head. Hudson is being held on $2 million bond. There's been no one else charged in the case. A registered sex offender is sentenced to a year and a half in prison for an April assault on a woman in Alton. 41-year-old Michael Wood of Hardin was sentenced Monday for attacking a 21-year-old woman outside a church with a bottle and then attempting to sexually assault her. The woman was treated for cuts and bruises. Wood pled guilty in Madison County Circuit Court to aggravated criminal sexual assault in exchange for prosecutors dropping a charge of aggravated assault. And in East St. Louis, a nightclub no longer has a license, pending a hearing with the City Council and the Liquor Commission after a second shooting within 6 months. A 29-year-old Arizona man is in custody for the shooting of a 31-year-old security guard early Sunday morning at Club Onyx. The guard was hospitalized with a gunshot wound to the chest. The suspect was with a man and a woman who were asked to leave the club's parking lot by the guard. Club Onyx and another nightclub were shut down for several days in March after fatal shootings about an hour apart. Both of those shootings involved club patrons. And that's a WGNU local report. I'm Peyton Colston.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU, I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic and your weather. Southbound 170 between Forest Park Parkway and Galleria is closed. Look for stop traffic. That's at Galleria Parkway. All southbound traffic is being diverted onto Forest Park Parkway. Look for a lot of delays, and it's not going to help the rush hour at all. Southbound 170 from Olive through Del Mar. Look for slowdowns there as well. Road construction is reduced to two lanes, and that, coupled with the accident and closure of the highway, is not going to make it any easier. Northbound 170 from 64 through Galleria, look for an accident in opposing lanes, and the left lane's closed at the Galleria Parkway. So expect slow traffic. Westbound 5570 from 64 into Poplar Street Bridge, look for delays. Eastbound 70 from K through 79, look for slowdowns. Westbound 270 from West Florissant through Graham Hanley, look for delays. Northbound 55 at Gasconade and Arsenal, look for that incident to have been cleared. Eastbound 44 from Bowles through 270, look for slowdowns there as well. Eastbound 40 from Chesterfield Parkway through Mason, look for delays. Northbound 270 at Teton Ferry and Doherty Ferry, look for slow traffic there. Heavy volume from southbound 270 from 70 through the Dorset exits there. And northbound 270 at Dorset and 70, look for slowdowns in the 70 exit lanes. That's a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Friday. Heat advisory is in effect through 7 p.m. tomorrow evening. Otherwise, hot and humid, partly cloudy. Highs in the upper 90s today. The heat index should reach around 107 by this afternoon. This evening, partly cloudy. Lows in the upper 70s. The heat index will still hover around 102 by early this evening. Thursday, very hot and humid, partly cloudy, highs around 100 with the heat index well above 110. And Friday, hot and humid, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 90s. Heat index should be around 105 by late morning, early afternoon. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 80 degrees, scattered clouds. Lambert Field is reporting the same. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, your traffic, and your weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. Up next, more with Liz Brown. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get up. Get to me. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. Vernon, good morning.
Good morning, Liz. How are you doing this morning?
I'm outstanding.
You had a caller just a short while ago to show you how some people in this world are so sick and small-minded. He's concerned himself about children getting health care. I wonder, was he ever given any consideration when the Pentagon paid out $999,000 for two Glock watches?
Yeah, well, you know, and people would say, okay, well, the government shouldn't have paid that out. But here's the thing, to me, how is it that we're going to pitch and moan about our government paying for children's health care?
That's real.
You know, I mean, let's just be real. How is it that we're going to cry and moan and whine about a government paying for children's health care?
It's a small matter.
You know,
why don't you think, why don't they worry about all the billions of dollars they spend over in Iraq, and this country is going to the dogs as well?
going to overspend, can't we all lay our heads down on our pillows comfortably at night knowing that, okay, we've overspent on putting, making sure that kids have health care? I'm cool with that. I am cool with that. If we overspend, and I'm not talking about overspending to doctors. Well, I'm not talking about overspending to greedy insurance companies. I'm not talking about overspending to them. I'm talking about overspending with kids, with the obesity problem that we have in this nation. We now have children that have high blood pressure. If we're spending money, more money on making sure that more kids have medical coverage, I'm cool with that.
Hey, well, you know, when you think of this year's children, look at it like this. They cut the education fund that down where the kids used to take zero.
And does anybody really believe that we have a system in this country where when the poverty level for a family of four is $20,000. That's the poverty level. A family of four cannot live off of $20,000. That's not even true.
That's about a 40-year-old figure they came up with. They're still living with.
How can an individual cannot live on $20,000? That's not even $2,000 a month. That's not even $2,000. A family of four, the poverty level is $20,000 a year. Now, you're supposed to pay for health care. You're supposed to pay for a house. You're supposed to pay for food. You're supposed to pay for clothes. You're supposed to pay for transportation. You're supposed to pay heat and gas. You're supposed to pay telephone on $20,000 a year?
Yep, that's what they got the poverty level at. But it's still unreal, been unreal for the last 40 years.
Fact. Thanks for your call.
Have a good day.
Take care of yourself, Vernon. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business, much business, much business. Did I say much business? A whole lot of business to tend to. The number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. Get to me. The Black Business Rolodex can meet all of your shopping needs.
Yes.
Seven Signs Masonry, 618-338-2871. Tuck pointing, all brickwork, whether it's your chimney, mailbox, flower beds, barbecue pits, all your masonry needs. The best hands in the business, Seven Signs, 618-338-2871. Don't forget, always check your decks.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. I'd like to introduce to you one of my customers, Joe Scoggins. Mr. Scoggins, how long ago did we work on your property?
It was approximately 8 to 9 years ago, Mr. Persons.
Okay, have you had any problems with your roof since that time?
Well, actually, about 3 weeks ago, I called you, and there was some water damage that was caused as a result of the storm last fall.
Okay.
And you were out the following day to do the repair work. And it was done in such a professional way that I would recommend you to any and everyone.
So how much did we charge you?
It was free, and it was done within a matter of 3 hours.
All right.
So I called you one day, and you were out the very next day, you and your son and his assistant, and you went up on the roof, and you accomplished the task within a matter of 3 hours.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. Our service starts when we complete your roof. Our number is 361 7127. You can call us day or night, 361-7127.
Kirby Van Bursch, you won't believe your eyes at this thrill-a-minute production, packed full of astonishing disappearing acts, huge illusions, and exotic animals. See a royal white tiger, a unicorn, a helicopter appearing in 4 seconds flat, assistance cut in half, one-of-a-kind surprises, and more. Plus, take a magical mystery tour backstage with Kirby and his big cats. Kirby Van Bursch, millions have been amazed. Now it's your turn. Kirby Van Bursch Theater, Highway 248, Branson, Missouri, 417-337-7140.
Why all the smoke about the fire department's promotions? Come on out to the Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality's headquarters, 1020 North Taylor, on Wednesday at 6 o'clock and find out. Find out why there's a lawsuit. Find out why there's an appeal. Find out why the mayor will not request an investigation of allegations of cheating. Come on out. That's this Wednesday at 6 o'clock, 1020 North Taylor, Firefighters Institution of Racial Equality. You know, where there's smoke, there's fire.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap, weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
What you need to know, when you need to know it. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the wake-up call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Get up. Get up. Get to me. We have much business to tend to. Welcome to the wake-up call. You're on the air. Good morning.
Hello?
Yes, good morning.
Ms. Brown?
Yes.
Yes, I was calling about a program we had a couple of days ago when the lady was talking about the spend down.
Okay.
Yes, I just want to let you know my spend down went from $398 a month to $750 a month. And I think that was outrageous.
So you have to spend that much money before your health care kicks in?
Yes, right.
That's outrageous.
It is.
I don't even have the words to describe it.
Yeah, I can't figure it out either. I tried to do an appeal on her. I couldn't win.
Mm. Mm.
Yes, but I thank our governor for this.
All right, and our elected officials, we need to be involved. We need to be involved. Thanks for your call so much. And
all right.
Take care. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Ms. Brown. May the truth set you free.
All right.
I can't believe it. In the richest country we live in, nobody knows how to fix health care.
Oh, they know how to fix it. They just that there are too many rich people out there that would suffer if we fixed health care.
I like the way you said it, Ms. Brown. The rich people will suffer.
Mm-hmm.
And for all those rich people out there, I got something for you. Since you're so rich, you don't need that Social Security check Franklin Delano Roosevelt gave you. Send it back. Send it back to the health care. Put on there for health care. You don't need that check, but yet you want to talk about your something taken away from you. You're rich. You don't need that Social Security check. But, Ms. Brown, I want to also ask you this. Is Local 73 invited on Taylor tonight?
Are they invited?
Yes, ma'am. Will they be there? Can they say they come, too?
They can come.
Well, I want to know if Local 73, the invitation's out for you, too, since you started this mess.
Of course the invitation is out for Local 73.
Thank you, Ms. Brown. We'll see how many show up tonight. tonight from Local 73, as well as the mayor and anybody else. And, Mr. Brown, let me leave this in your ear. Have you ever seen any so lunacy in your life? You got a judge in Cole County who says Rick Sullivan can hire and fire people and write checks. He knows nothing about education. Only in the city of St. Louis. And the parents, are you going to take this mess? Have you ever heard any less in your life, Ms. Brown? Riverview Gardens, they didn't get a Rick Sullivan or Tony Lisa Rice, did they, Ms. Brown?
They did not.
They didn't get one, did they? What did King King tell them?
All right.
He told them, no, we're not going to give you no Rick Sullivan or no Condoleezza Rice. We will just put you on probation. You'll see. You can get back, get your accreditation back. Only in the city of St. Louis where we have some madness going on with Rick Sullivan, who's been appointed, and the people of the legislature in Jefferson City, Ms. Brown, they're going along with this mess, too, with Rick Sullivan being appointed over the school district, Ms. Brown. Something is wrong, Ms. Brown, and this problem will have to be fixed. And, Ms. Brown, if it don't be fixed, the school district is going to get worse. Have a nice day.
Take care of yourself. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. If your child's school time started at 7:20 this morning, then they will be getting out of school at 10:50. If your child went to school at 8:15 this morning, they will be getting out at 11:45. And if your child went to school at 9:10 this morning, he will be getting out of school at 12:40 p.m. So you need to know those numbers. Know those numbers. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get up, get to me. We have much business to tend to. Frank.
Good morning, Liz. How you doing?
I'm outstanding.
Yeah, it's going to be a hot, hot day for the school children. I hope the parents, you know, take care of them. Get on out there and get them out of there.
Because they really shouldn't be in the schools today at all, for real.
I agree with you. It's going to be too hot. And, Liz, I want to talk. Can I talk about the officer that, for a minute, if you don't mind?
Absolutely.
Okay, with the officer, life was taken away, and I heard the following day that nobody's in the city life was more important than a police officer. I mean,
how does that make you feel when you hear stuff
don't
like
that? And I heard so many black people calling in agreeing to that, and it just makes you sick, Liz.
Tell me why it makes you sick.
Because I think people just think that they are in a certain position that their life is more important than say a fireman. A regular guy walking the streets is somebody allegedly. I mean, if somebody murder you, murder is murder.
And my mother's murder is just as important as somebody else's mother's murder, isn't it?
This is all I'm saying, Liz. Yeah. And I don't hold none of these guys as heroes. You know, I hate what happened because, you know, you go and you get this job and this happens to policemen, this happens to firemen, this happens to military people who volunteer. I had a nephew that got blown away in the military. He volunteered to go up there,
right.
You see. And this is what happened, and I just don't understand it. And when you hear people saying that there's nobody's life in the city no more important than
that's
the police
just, then we're all screwed. If their life is more important than our life, then trust me, we've got nothing coming.
Oh, my God.
We've got nothing coming. If your life is more important than mine, I know I'm going to get shot dead by you.
That's all I'm saying. You be willing to blow me away. And
because your life is more important than mine.
That's all I'm saying. And now that you see all these, and then you saw the preacher standing up there talking about, who was the black guy that said, call in the National Guard? Wasn't that a politician?
That's an idiot by the name of Talib El Amin. That's a guy who's taken $40,000 from a wealthy white Republican. Now, do you understand that? $40,000. Talib El Amin has not been up in Jefferson City for a year. He hasn't even clocked in a year's worth of time. He's had one session up there, and what has he come back with? His pockets full of cash from people who hate our community. So it makes sense that idiot would get up there and say, call in the National Guard, because you're an idiot, and you take money on behalf of other people's interests. That's why he's an idiot.
It makes you sick. I mean, it's scary, too. You hear a politician.
That's why you got to get rid of him. That's why people like Talib El Amin should never be returned to office, because all he knows how to do, what was the one thing he didn't get a piece of legislation passed that helped our community, but came back with pockets
full of cash. Nobody like that should be returned into office. Nobody like that should be returned into office.
It is so scary when you see stuff like this going on. I mean, and people don't realize just you standing up just saying this. I mean, calling that.
Oh, you want to know what else?
About you either, man. The National Guards are, I mean, these people's killed.
Do you know what else that Talib Bellarmine said that we need to do? Is we need to put baking powder behind glass, that you have to go ask for baking powder in your store.
Man, it's
he's an idiot.
You hear so much of this stuff, and then when I heard these preachers, where were they when the cop blew the baby's back out over there on Greece?
No, where were they when the kids schools were closed down?
They always get these opportunities to walk up out of there.
I'm gonna tell you some new stuff.
Put a camera in their face.
We're entering a new world of preacher stuff. Wait to my show tomorrow. Wait to my show tomorrow at 7 o'clock with Eye on the Lou. We're gonna be talking about that.
I'm so proud of your show because you wouldn't hear any of this stuff on any other show. There isn't any more. You give us so much information, you see, and people be hating on you for that, but I'm glad that you're willing to stand up and you're willing to put it out there so normal people like me, you know, can hear this stuff, because I'm an old man, and when I hear a black man saying, call the National Guard, and on a black community, I shakes in my boots.
But shake in your boots, but we got to go and get people like that out of office because he's no good for anybody. The only thing that he came back from Jefferson City with was a pocket full of cash.
Ooh,
a pocket full of cash.
Thanks,
I got to go. Thank you,
right.
Frank. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. We have stuff to talk about. Stay with me.
Good morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a quick look at your traffic and your weather for this 8 o'clock hour. Southbound 170 from Olive through Del Mar. Look for stop-and-go traffic due to road construction. It's reduced to two lanes. Expect delays there. Eastbound 40 between Maryville Center and Mason Road. Look for stop-and-go traffic due to normal congestion. Southbound 270 from St. Charles Rock Road through Page. That accident's been cleared north of Page. Look for stop-and-go traffic as a result. Southbound 170 at Forest Park Parkway and Galleria. Look for that accident to have been cleared, but expect a slow go as a result. Westbound 40 between Clayton Skinker and 170. Look for slow traffic. Westbound 70 from 94 through Zumbel. Look for road construction having the left lane closed. Eastbound 70 from 270 through St. Charles Rock Road, look for slowdowns. Westbound 5570 from 64 into the Poplar Street Bridge, look for a lot of congestion in the left-hand lanes. Northbound 270 from Dorset through 70, look for slowdowns in the 70 exit lanes. Westbound Kingbridge traffic is moving slowly across into the landing. And northbound Illinois Route 3, that ramp onto the Poplar Street Bridge, you can expect delays. Eastbound 44 from Bowles through 270, look for slowdowns there as well. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Friday. For today through tomorrow evening, an excessive heat warning is in effect. Otherwise, hot and humid, partly cloudy, highs in the upper 90s. The highest heat index will be around 107 by this afternoon. For this evening, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 70s with a heat index around 102 by early in the evening. Thursday, very hot and humid, partly cloudy, high around 100. The highest heat index will be well above the 110 mark by the afternoon. And Friday, hot and humid, partly cloudy, highs in the upper 90s. The heat index should reach around 105 by late morning or early afternoon. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have scattered clouds, 81 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting the same. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. Take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
People, Have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday, 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
I'm Karen Stewart. Join me on Sunday morning at 8 a.m. for Strategies for Building Wealth. This program will explore topics designed to help you better manage your finances, improve your net worth, and understand the basics of investing. So join me as we talk about Strategies for Building Wealth, Sunday morning at 8 a.m. right here on WGNU.
Time to make your money work for you. Many St. Louisans in their 20s and teens and even children live with arthritis pain every day. Many take the same pain relievers as cancer patients. Find out how you can help. Call 314-991-9333 or visit www.arthritis.org, keyword Eastern Missouri. A medical note from WGNU.
Previously on the Sloan Ranger program,
how come we don't call the government nuts? Because they have sometimes outlandish conspiracy stories. When the government does it, apparently it's okay, but when anybody else does it, then it's wacky. Speaking of that, how come Hillary wasn't called a nutcase for her vast right-wing conspiracy theory that allegedly explained the Monica Lewinsky affair, and nobody ever called her a conspiracy nut, which is exactly what should have happened, should have been laughed off the Today Show.
For the smartest talk on radio, it's the Sloan Ranger Show, weekdays at 5 o'clock, only on AM 920 WGNU.
Why all the smoke about the fire department's promotions? Come on out to the Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality's headquarters, 1020 North Taylor, on Wednesday at 6 o'clock and find out. Find out why there's a lawsuit. Find out why there's an appeal. Find out why the mayor will not request an investigation of allegations of cheating. Come on out. That's this Wednesday at 6 o'clock, 1020 North Taylor, Firefighters Institution of Racial Equality. You know, where there's smoke, there's fire.
Real life on the cutting edge. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long distance is 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get up, get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. And if you want to, email me, do that at revolution@lizbrown.com, revolution@lizbrown.com. Get up, get to me. My goodness gracious, we have much, much, much business to tend to. And don't forget, tomorrow's show is going to be something very special on Eye on the Lou. We're going to talk about, it's almost like a script out of a movie. We have intrigue, we have betrayal, we have greed, we have lies, and we have car crashes. It's like a Hollywood movie, and that was just yesterday up in Jefferson City. Greed, intrigue, lies, and car crashes. Betrayals and car crashes. All of that in Jefferson City just yesterday.
So you don't want to miss tomorrow's Eye on the Loo. Do not miss it. And then on Friday at 7 o'clock, I am going through the process of adopting a child, and I have been this has been a very interesting life experience for me. One of the things that I confronted when I was going through the process was the issue of people outside of the race of people of African descent adopting children of African descent. We're going to have on a member of the Black Social Workers organization. There's a National Black Social Workers. And they're going to be talking about, we're going to be talking about that, the why this is a problem. Why this should be, people should look very closely at this before this is done. We're going to talk about that on Friday at 7 o'clock. And I will share with you some of my own life experiences coming out of this adoptive process. I will share with you some of my own concerns about that. So you don't want to miss that. That's going to be Friday at 7 o'clock. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. We have much business to tend to. And please don't miss Eye on the Loo tomorrow. I'm telling you, it's just like it's something out of a Hollywood movie script. We have car crashes. We have lies. We have intrigue. We have misdealings. We have controversy. All of that. One day in Jefferson City yesterday, telling you, you don't want to miss tomorrow at 7 o'clock when we go to Eye on the Loo. And I, one of the things that I want to share with people today is while we talk about many of the things that happen here locally in the city of St. Louis, you have to understand that 90% of the things that we talk about locally have a national component to it, have a national ramification to it, have a national equal to it. And being in Jefferson City yesterday reminded me of that comparison, of that national equal to what we go through here in the city of St. Louis, here in the state of Missouri. I listened yesterday as legislators were very clear, crystal, if you will, of their disdain of this city. That's over 50% of African people of African descent. Very clear on their paternalistic smugness of how they view us. And if there is such a thing as double crystal clear, that is, they were double crystal clear on their desire to take money out of the city of St. Louis and give money to people on the pretense, hopping up on the backs of black people to make money. One thing is to break the backs of people of African descent to make money. It's one thing to steal the backs of people of African descent to make money. Now, in the year 2007, it's hopping up on the backs of people of African descent to make money. The bill that was passed yesterday is that gives away millions of dollars to one developer. Now, I understand he spent over $200,000 spreading money around to lobbyists and individuals. Freeman Bozzi Jr. is one of the people that made money off of pushing this. I understand that. But he will stand to make millions of dollars. And within this bill that passed yesterday, those millionaires that will make millions off of jumping off on the backs of people of African descent, this bill, this tax credit will pay delinquent taxes that they have. How cool is that? Delinquent taxes. We have people here in the city of St. Louis that are trying to get facade money to nicen up and make appropriate
property that they bought in the city of St. Louis, but they can't get facade money because they can't afford all the back taxes on the buildings that they have. Well, this bill lets carpetbaggers come into the city of St. Louis, hop on the backs of black folks, make millions, and they don't have to pay. They don't have to pay demolition costs. They don't have to pay cleanup costs. They don't have to pay board up costs. They don't have to pay their back taxes because we'll pay that too. And guess what? It's also assignable. You know what that means? Let me just share with you what that means. That means that these millionaires coming into our city, hopping on the backs of us, saying, poor little black people, y'all need development. We're coming in with our carpet bags to change the development world, but you got to pay us big money to come up in here. It's assignable. That means that they can pass this opportunity, this option, this get out of tax debt for free onto their heirs. They can give it to their friends. They can get these tax credits and assign them to whoever they want to. Ain't that sweet? Ain't that sweet? And did I tell you that there were some African legislators that didn't mention that? Did I tell you that there were some African preachers that embraced that? Did I tell you that there were some unions representing mostly African people that had representatives up there saying we're down with this? I can hardly keep this in. That's what we're going to be talking about tomorrow. The greed and the gluttony. I'm telling you. I barely made it back to St. Louis from Jefferson City. And you want to know the first thing that I did when I got home? As hot as it was outside, 100 and 100 and whatever degrees it was outside yesterday, the first thing I did was I walked into my bathroom and turned on the shower. Because I had to take a shower after the muck that I was immersed in when I went up to Jefferson City to just watch. You don't want to miss the show tomorrow at 7 o'clock. You don't. I'm just telling you, you don't. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with me. Not if you don't get your family reunion t-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion t-shirts and softball team t-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous t-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address. 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your t-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200, Robert Guy and Associates.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. I'd like to introduce to you one of my customers, Joe Scoggins. Mr. Scoggins, how long ago did we work on your property?
It was approximately 8 to 9 years ago, Mr. Persons.
Okay, have you had any problems with your roof since that time?
Well, actually, about 3 weeks ago, I called you, and there was some water damage that was caused as a result of the storm last fall.
Okay.
And you were out the following day to do the repair work. And it was done in such a professional way that I would recommend you to any and everyone.
So how much did we charge you?
It was free, and it was done within a matter of 3 hours.
All right.
So I called you one day, and you were out the very next day, you and your son and his assistant, and you went up on the roof, and you accomplished the task within a matter of 3 hours.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. Our service starts when we complete your roof. Our number is 361-7127. You can call us day or night. 361-7127.
Time Life presents the complete 10 CD Classic Soul Ballads Collection. 144 sensual ballads. Luther Vandross, Al Green, Barry White, Aretha Franklin. Just to be close to you. And now, for the first time ever, you can check out the entire 10 CD collection for 30 days for just $9.95. But wait, when you order with your credit card, you'll get free shipping and handling. That's a savings of nearly $13. So order with your credit card, and for just $9.95, you can enjoy all 10 CDs of classic soul ballads in your home. And we'll ship it to you free. If it's not the best collection you've ever heard, send it back and owe nothing more.
Call 1-800-313-6969. That's 1-800-313-6969. 1-800-313-6969.
Do you think you've been discriminated against at work or when applying for a job? It's unlawful for an employer to harass you or treat you differently because of race, color, gender, national origin, age, religion, pregnancy, or disability. The law also protects you against retaliation for complaining about discrimination. Call the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission anytime, any day. 1-800-669-4000. Equality at work. Your right. EEOC's job. Something for you from WGNU.
Hi, I'm Lorraine Davis, home mortgage consultant with Wells Fargo.
And I'm Jacques Land with the 100 Black Men of Metropolitan St. Louis.
And we're the hosts of Let's Get Wealthy, investing in more ways than one. We'll discuss home ownership as a means to build wealth, create positive personal finances, stabilize our neighborhoods, and acquire the American dream.
Tune into our show, Let's Get Wealthy, every Wednesday at 11 a.m. to get some food for thought during your lunch hour. Sponsored by the 100 Black Men of Metropolitan St. Louis, Wells Fargo Housing Foundation, and produced by the Platinum Group.
Why all the smoke about the fire department's promotions? Come on out to the Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality's headquarters, 1020 North Taylor, on Wednesday at 6 o'clock and find out. Find out why there's a lawsuit. Find out why there's an appeal. Find out why the mayor will not request an investigation of allegations of cheating. Come on out. That's this Wednesday at 6 o'clock, 1020 North Taylor, Firefighters Institution of Racial Equality. You know, where there's smoke, there's fire.
Real life on the cutting edge. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
This is a message to all those who've been trying to reach the top.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. I'm going to get to a couple of calls, and then we're going to take a few minutes to talk about an event tonight at 6 o'clock. Get up and get to me. Sam.
Good morning again, Liz.
Good morning.
This is the thing about this land grab that's going on. It was a story that was recently on TV, and it involved this parish on West Florida and Salisbury. Well, there's some homeowners on the opposite corner from that church that sits on the corner. The church has been long abandoned, but it's a school right next to it. The thing about it is the people on the other corner had bought some property next to their house, and they had paid on it for 5 years. And then all of a sudden, this particular year, they go to pay the property taxes. Well, guess what? They no longer own the property.
What do you mean?
Well, the church took it.
How could the church take it?
I don't know what had happened, but check this out. The city of St. Louis is suing the family who had the property.
Because why?
I don't know. It's so weird. It was on Channel 2 News, and this just recently happened. and this is in the third ward.
Okay.
And another thing that ties into all of this here is, now I was listening to Mr. Bosley. He just happened to be in the store talking to a young constituent one day, and he was mentioning something about the contractors coming in, buying up property. Well, there was an incentive for them to come in because they're getting that TIF money. And also something else that was mentioned there, and this should resonate with all of Northside community. There is no new construction, major construction of any kind slated for the coming years for North St. Louis. So while everybody else builds up around you, you should be getting at your all the people to let them know, hey,
that's not accurate. Because, I mean, I guess it depends on how you define major new development. I had April Ford Griffin on my show, and she talked about $700 million worth of development that goes on, that's gone on in her ward.
Well, no, I'm probably talking about this particular ward because, you know, a lot of things don't go on up here right in this area, Liz, of the third ward.
Okay, so you're talking about the third ward.
Yeah,
okay.
What he's saying wasn't no major.
Well, I don't know what that means. Okay,
yeah,
I'm a lawyer. You got to define
grocery store.
No, you got to define. You got to define the terms for me from his perspective.
Yeah,
I got to go. I'm sorry, I got to go. 1-877-920-WGNU. I have in the studio with me Captain Wayne Luster. Captain, good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
How are you?
Doing fantastic.
Very good. I appreciate you taking a moment out of your time. I know you just got off shift, and I appreciate you taking this time to come on the air and to remind people about the event tonight. Talk to us about that.
The event that's going to take place tonight is at 1020 North Teller. It's Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality. That's our building. It's across from Hopewell Baptist Church in between Page and Enright, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to happen at 6 o'clock this evening. We're going to give the community a perspective of what's going on in the St. Louis Fire Department in regards to our history. We've been at this thing over 40 years, or close to 40 years, and also promotional testing in the city of St. Louis. We're also excited about our national president, Johnny Brewington, is coming to town, and he's going to give us a national perspective.
Excellent.
And also, we're going to connect the dots for you, what we did or talked about a couple of weeks ago on your show, this preferential arrangement that Local 73 has with Mayor Slay. We're going to put that piece together tonight also.
Excellent.
So we want the community to come out, and we want you to know what's going on in your fire department. What's interesting, Liz, is that when we talk to people about what's happening and what's going on, they say, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to give you an opportunity. You can also go to our website. That's fire-i-r-e.org.
F-i-r-e.org.
Exactly.
Okay.
And you can get more information and see the letters that's been going between the mayor and also the chief of the department.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to read it for yourself so you can get this information for yourself. You don't have to take Wayne Luster's word for it. As we know, some people don't want to believe me,
mm-hmm.
and we've had some of those people on your show. But tonight, we're going to be going over this information and letting the community know what's actually happening.
And that's at 6 o'clock tonight at 1020 North Taylor. That's the Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality. That's your headquarters.
Yes.
And anybody can come.
Anybody can come. You're welcome.
And people can ask questions.
They can ask questions and get an understanding.
Will you all have handouts for people, information for people that they can walk away with and they can, like, maybe share that with other people?
Without a doubt. We want you to see exactly what's going on, and you don't have to just see what or hear about it in the news. You can read the letters. You can see the information. One thing that we talked about your show that was very interesting is the report from the personnel department.
Mm-hmm.
They actually did a report on the span of time that we had for 15 years where there wasn't any lawsuits.
Mm-hmm.
And they said the type of testing that we took that had an assessment center written component actually worked. So we're going to have that information. And that was the personnel department. And I left the people on your show asking the question, why did it change?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to address why it changed and connect up this preferential arrangement on how they made promotional testing political. And we're determined with the community support not to allow them to turn the clock back on African-American firefighters. Not here, not now, not ever.
And that's tonight, again, at 6 o'clock at 1020 North Taylor. That's the Firefighters Institute of Racial Equalities. That's your headquarters. And if people want more information, they can go to your website. That's F. www.ca-i-r-e.org.
Yes, and you can call 652-7107 and ask for more information.
Very good. Captain Lester, I want to thank you very much for coming on the show and sharing that information with us. I know I will be there tonight, and it will be it's a wonderful opportunity for people to get the information and be able to ask the questions. I was listening to a show earlier this morning, and they were talking about how town hall meetings are changing the way that presidential campaigns are being run, because people are asking questions and the information is getting out there beyond the town hall meeting. So this is one of those opportunities for people to be part of something that really changes how the world sees or feels or participates in a particular issue. A town hall meeting is a wonderful thing, and this is, and I'm really excited that you all are going to be bringing this to the community.
Our hope is that the community will get an understanding on what's happening in their fire departments. Listen, this is the community's fire department.
There you go.
And you ought to know what's going on inside your fire department.
Absolutely.
And get a clear understanding of what's happening.
Very good. Captain Wayne Lester, we're going to, I think we're going to go to the top of this hour, but I will be back. Please don't go away. I know we didn't get a chance to get to everybody this hour, but that's okay. I will get to all of you at the top of next hour, I promise you. Captain Lester, thank you so much.
Thank you, and to your listening audience, I appreciate them.
All right, I'll be back in the next hour. Stay with me.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you take a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound at the blow, that the blow made.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air from the brothers.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. 14 more American lives have been lost in Iraq. ABC's Miguel Marquez says the soldiers were killed in a helicopter crash.
Terrible day for U.S. forces here. The military says this happened in the far reaches of Iraq, up near the Kurdish area of Iraq. I just got off the phone with the military a short time ago, and they insist. They say this was mechanical failure that brought this chopper down, not hostile fire, not weather-related, a mechanical failure. The military says the chopper and the soldiers of Task Force Lightning were on a routine nighttime operation. This Task Force Lightning has been in the country for about 13 months now. They have 2 months left on their rotation here, so this is going to come as a big shock to folks back home. The military says all of this now is under investigation.
Firing back at pressure for political progress, Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki had harsh words for the U.S. at the end of his three-day visit to Syria, saying Iraq can find friends elsewhere, and no one has the right to set timetables on his government. The flooding continues in the Midwest, and the worst may not be over, since three rivers in hard-hit Ohio haven't even crested yet. ABC's Barbara Pinto says it's causing mud-related problems as well.
It wasn't so much flooding, but avalanches of rain-soaked mud that did damage in this town. Mudslides took out homes, trees, roadways. In fact, we were standing in front of one home this morning in which a mudslide wiped out the entire first floor. The second floor was standing on whatever bits of the basement were left.
President Bush is promising a flood of federal relief to the victims. More rain is forecast in some areas today. Hurricane Dean is now heading for the Mexican mainland after raking the Yucatan Peninsula. More than 10,000 people have been evacuated from coastal cities as the big storm approaches. David is going after Goliath. Gas station owners in California are suing oil giants Shell Oil, Chevron, and Saudi Refining Inc., claiming they conspired to fix prices for 23,000 franchise owners nationwide. This is ABC News.
Aflac for small business.
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm a flea.
Okay. Well, it is a dog-eat-dog world out there.
Look, I got a family business. Oh, here comes Paw.
Oh, your dad?
No, a Paw!
Well, with Aflac for small business, you get a lot of the benefits of a big business at no direct cost to you.
Oh, like a flea market?
Well, sort of. Visit AflacSB.com or call 1-800-99-AFLAC. American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
Want to get your business noticed? Maybe you need to stand out more. At the Office Depot Design Print and Ship Depot, you can print or engrave your logo on business cards, letterhead, and envelopes, and on thousands of promotional products, including apparel, pens, and more. And if you don't have a logo, Office Depot can help you create one. Help your business get noticed. Stop by Office Depot, and we'll show you how. Office Depot, taking care of business.
The murder trial of music producer Phil Spector is nearing an end after nearly 4 months. ABC's Dave Alpert has an update from Los Angeles.
A fifth woman has testified Phil Spector put a gun to her head and threatened to kill her when she tried to leave his house.
As I turned, there was a gun pointed at my temple, actually touching my temple.
Deborah Robitaille says it happened again, 10 years later.
What happened then? Did he say anything?
Yes.
What happened? What did he say?
He said, if you leave, I'll blow your head off.
Spector is accused of killing actress Lana Clarkson. Testimony in the trial is expected to end this week. Dave Alpert, ABC News, Los Angeles.
An arm wrestling machine has been recalled in Japan after several people broke their arms trying to beat it. The makers of the machine, called the Arm Spirit, called the recall a precaution and downplay its strength, saying even women should be able to beat it. They blame players' overexcitement for the bad breaks. I'm Karen Chase, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU newsroom.
It's time for another WGNU local report. I'm Peyton Colston. In the news, a 14-year-old Ferguson boy accused of shooting a mail carrier in the face over the weekend is back home with his parents. Leo Hilliker was delivering mail on his route on Blanding Street Saturday when he was struck in the cheek. Police don't know what kind of weapon was used, but speculate it might have been a BB gun. Police found the teen a short time after the incident. Juvenile authorities are investigating the case and still determining how to proceed. Remote control hunting, or cyber hunting as it's sometimes called, is now illegal in Illinois. Governor Rod Blagojevich Monday signed a measure to that effect, which was approved by the General Assembly back in May. The practice involves using a webcam and a computer mouse to direct and fire a rifle remotely to kill animals. More than 30 states have outlawed cyber hunting. Most hunters oppose the practice, saying it isn't supporting and doesn't require the chase seen in conventional hunting. And an expanded ballpark village is a little closer to reality after receiving a state board's approval for financial aid. The Missouri Development Finance Board will put up about $29.6 million for infrastructure improvements to help support the recently expanded $387 million project, which will include condominiums, shops, restaurants, and office space. Part of the ballpark village is expected to be ready for the 2009 All-Star Game, which will be hosted by St. Louis. Much of the village, however, may take several more years to complete. A plan considered last month by the state board would have cost about $100 million less, but would have had fewer buildings and no condos. And that's a WGNU local report. I'm Peyton Colston.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU, I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a final look at your traffic for this morning. Southbound 170 between Forest Park Parkway and Galleria. Look for that accident's been cleared. Traffic's easing now. Southbound 170 between Olive and Delmar. There's road construction reduced to two lanes. Actually, there's a number of ongoing road construction projects. Just use caution, slow down through the work zones, and give yourself a break. Northbound 270 at 44 and Doherty Ferry, the traffic's easing. Eastbound 40 between Maryville Center and Mason. Look for traffic to be easing this hour as well. Northbound 55 from
4500 South Broadway into Arsenal. Look for no problems to report after an earlier incident was cleared at Potomac. Westbound 5570 from Tudor Avenue into the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for no delays. Now northbound 270 between Dorset and 70. Look for heavy volume still in those 70 exit lanes. Southbound 270 between 70 and Page. Look for traffic to be easing north of Page. Southbound 270 from Ladue through Clayton. That left lane's closed. And southbound Illinois Route 3 at 5570. Look for that exit ramp to have been closed. Everything else seems to be running smoothly this hour. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Friday. An excessive heat warning is in effect through Thursday. Otherwise, hot and humid, partly cloudy, highs in the upper 90s today with the heat index well above the 107 mark by this afternoon. This evening, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 70s. The heat index will still be around the 100 to 102 mark by early this evening. Thursday, very hot and humid, partly cloudy, high around 100, with the heat index around 110 by the afternoon. Friday, hot and humid, partly cloudy, highs in the upper 90s. The heat index should reach around 105 by late Friday morning or early Friday afternoon. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 84 degrees and mostly cloudy skies. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news and your weather in the top of the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, talk to me, sister. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. Welcome. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Good morning, Liz.
Lois Jean, good morning.
I'm certainly going to be at that meeting this evening
at 6 o'clock at the Firefighters Hall. The reason for my call, Liz, is to tell all retired employees of the St. Louis Public Schools to please be patient. Their ballots, the new ballots, are coming out. And the new ballots are coming out because administrators were about to file a lawsuit to take if their names didn't get on the ballot. And so that's the reason. And this, they want their names on the ballot for a teacher seat, which I'm leaving, you know, on the public school retirement board. The new ballots will be yellow. The envelopes that they come in will be yellow. So they'll be different from the old ballots that were sent out on August the 1st. If you do not get your ballot, retirees, by tomorrow, please call 962-0300 and tell the person at that office, that's Tom Helm, tell them that you have not received a ballot because the ballots must be returned by September the 4th at 5 o'clock. And my candidate is Al Katzenberger. I'll see you tonight. Liz.
All right.
Thank you very much.
All right. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Get up, get up, get to me. Mary.
Yes, I too will see you tonight, Liz.
All right, Mary.
You know, some years ago, I'd like to say this first. I like animals, and I think, you know, it's great when some years ago they was advocating they wanted to get air conditions in the shelters for the animals. I thought that was nice. But at the same time, they was building an air conditioning in some of our schools. Now, I think it would have made sense for them to bus the kids instead of closing the schools that's air conditioned. It would make sense for them to bus the kids to the schools that was air conditioned because they spent so much money getting those schools air conditioned. Do you agree to that, Liz?
You're talking about the closing down schools.
That was air conditioned. They closed them down.
Well, of course. I mean, they closed down way too many schools. They assaulted our community, and of course it makes sense that why would you close down air-conditioned schools and ship kids to or push kids to un-air-conditioned schools?
That was crazy. Plus, they spent so much money on those schools getting air-conditioned. Plus, if I'm not mistaken, they built a few schools that were air-conditioned.
None of those schools are closed, though.
They're not closed.
No school that has been built within the last 10, 15 years.
Okay, I know they built some that was air conditioned.
Right.
But my thing is, everything we go to nowadays sometimes, it's all because of the black kids. When they were crying about the animals having air conditioning in their places, no one is crying out and talking about the kids in the school. I don't say no one, but those same people that wanted to boost the air conditioners in the shelters for the animals, we got to be concerned about our children. And I think it's nothing but racism and prejudice because they know mostly black kids attend these city schools.
Thanks for your call.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, folks, my name is Liz Brown. We're going to take a break here. My number is 454-0400. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get to me. Why all the smoke about the fire department's promotions? Come on out to the Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality's headquarters, 1020 North Taylor, on Wednesday at 6 o'clock and find out. Find out why there's a lawsuit. Find out why there's an appeal. Find out why the mayor will not request an investigation of allegations of cheating. Come on out. That's this Wednesday at 6 o'clock, 1020 North Taylor, Firefighters Institution of Racial Equality. You know, where there's smoke, there's fire.
This is Decent Guy Don, the original conspiracy hunter. You know, the guy that keeps you up to date on all the good guys and the bad guys out of the Council of Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Illuminati crowd, and assorted other characters who are squeezing the life out of our great American country. Tune in every evening to hear the thunderous crash as I pull the linchpin from the foundations of the House of the New World Order as it crashes down at 7 p.m. Monday through Friday with the Conspiracy Hunter right here at WGNU 920 a.m.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. I'd like to introduce to you one of my customers, Joe Scoggins. Mr. Scoggins, how long ago did we work on your property?
It was approximately 8 to 9 years ago, Mr. Persons.
Okay, have you had any problems with your roof since that time?
Well, actually, about 3 weeks ago, I called you, and there was some water damage that was caused as a result of the storm last fall.
Okay.
And you were out the following day to do the repair work. And it was done in such a professional way that I would recommend you to any and everyone.
So how much did we charge you?
It was free, and it was done within a matter of 3 hours.
All right.
So I called you one day, and you were out the very next day, you and your son and his assistant, and you went up on the roof, and you accomplished the task within a matter of 3 hours.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. Our service starts when we complete your roof. Our number is 361-7127. You can call us day or night. 361-7127.
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Better wait a minute. You better hold the phone. Better mind your manners. Better change your tone. Don't you threaten me, son. You got a lot of gold. We're gonna do things my way.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get up, get to me. And if you want to email me, revolution@lizbrown.com. Otis, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Liz. Over the years since I've been in St. Louis, I've always waited for you to blow the horn, you know, for me to get in action. So what I do in the morning, I get up, and like I used to do in the South down in Jackson, Mississippi, in Clarksdale, in the morning during the 60s, I put a toothbrush in my pocket or in some place because it would be probable that I might go to jail that day because of actions that I might have to take out in the community. You know, because you'll go to jail, and when you get up in the morning to face the jury, your teeth are messed up, so you try to have a toothbrush. Well, when I go to meetings, I expect...
Otis, here's what I would like for you to do, because your connection is really, really poor.
I hear it.
Call back, okay?
I will.
All right, thank you. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1
877-920-WGNU. If you want to email me, you can do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. Don't forget that there is a meeting tonight at the Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality, their headquarters, at 6 o'clock tonight. A meeting tonight at 6 o'clock at 1020 North Taylor. That's 1020 North Taylor, the Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality. Be there tonight. You really, really, really need to be there. Donna, good morning.
Good morning, Liz. How are you?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
I'm great. Good show today.
Thank you.
I want to remind the people of our Save Our Education Legal Fund.
Very good.
We're still out here fighting the good fight for the school children. And the court case is to be heard September the 25th, but we still have to pay the lawyers. And we want to make sure that our children have the best defense possible. And I want to know if it's okay if I give out the address.
Of course.
Okay. It's Save Our Children's Education at P.O. Box 21642, St. Louis, Missouri. That zip is 63109-0642. Again, that's Save Our Children's Education at P.O. Box 21642, St. Louis, Missouri, 63109-0642. And I'd also like to ask the public if anyone is interested in hosting a fundraiser. We really appreciate that because we want to make sure that we have the best legal defense possible because the people who are out here doing our children wrong is just ridiculous. And we need to be strong as possible.
Absolutely, Donna. Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. 1-877-920-WGNU. Otis, you're calling back.
Yes, listen, I was saying that, you know, I'm always listening to see what meetings I'm going to attend or what actions I'm going to be taking. So I get up in the morning like I did in Mississippi back in the day, and I put a toothbrush in my pocket. Now, my wife used to know if I she asked me, do I have my toothbrush? That means that the actions I take during the day or even after a meeting might get me incarcerated because some of the actions have to be direct. I've followed you on some of the requests that you made for us to go into action. Now, what I want to say is that, you know, I'm hoping that there have been so many issues that you bring up in the morning as I get ready to go out here and on my sidewalk and do my work, that really deserve a real active and a direct response from some of us. Now, maybe today, this is a good day because the children are going to be coming back home to hot houses. You may think that getting them out of school early may well be a reprieve for many of them. For many of them, it's a horrible problem because they're going to be coming at home. And, you know, I hope that people who are listening at us can make sure that children and older people particularly are in places that are safe. Now, today, one of my actions that might get me a toothbrush usage may well be to grab somebody and take them to a public place where there is some cool. You know, I know they say they have shelters, but in case they don't have that, I have put people for shelters at night outside of the city jail, and at one time inside of the mayor's office building, where families who were homeless and staying out on the street, I said, well, there's a public place, and sometimes I've been threatened to be arrested. Well, sometimes we just have to get into action, and Liz, I'm always listening at you, and I hope that those people who are checking on people today, make sure that you get some way to cool these kids off that are coming home in the next hour or two. You know my corner's down here on Bissell and Stratman.
All right.
And a lot of your listeners do come down here.
I know that's
right. If you got an old fan, bring it down here. I'm standing out on my porch right now.
All right now.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Otis.
Thank you.
1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. you need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. And don't forget welcoming another one of our new advertisers to the Wake Up Call, the African Palace Bar and Grill. They're open Tuesday through Saturday. Tuesday through Thursday, 1 p.m. to 12 a.m. Friday through Saturday, 1 p.m. to 1 a.m. They have wonderful food. They specialize in dishes from Nigeria, Jamaica, Ghana. The African Palace has been serving North County for years and years with authentic styles of African cuisine. Their ingredients are imported from Africa. Fully trained staff members make certain that the restaurant is, are you ready for this, the ultimate African experience. How could you not want to be part of that? The ultimate African experience. Come out and enjoy a journey to the motherland. African Palace. You can visit them at their website, www.africanpalace.us. African Palace. Get on out to the African Palace. Friday is, Friday is Reggae Friday. Live DJ playing the best dancehall, old school, and reggae. And then African night, that's every Saturday night. Come on down to the African Palace. They have a carry-out menu as well, bar and grill. Look, you support the Wake Up Call, we'll support the Wake Up Call advertisers. And try out the African Palace. Bring your families. Make it an adventure. Okay, you're not going to Ghana this year, but that's okay. You're going to go to the African Palace. Get on over there. The address is 4005 Seven Hills Drive. Here's their number, 921-4600. African Palace Bar and Grill. Tell them I told you to.
Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? Well, for free information on how to proceed, call this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other materials of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get this free information just by calling this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call InventHelp right now, toll free.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
Visit the Veterans Memorial Museum in Branson. Over 2,000 exhibits tell the stories of men and women who defended our freedoms during the wars of the 20th century. The Veterans Memorial Museum is a national tribute to our veterans and features the world's largest war memorial bronze statue. The Veterans Memorial Museum is easy to find. Just look for the full-size World War II P-51 Mustang fighter plane on West Highway 76 in Branson, Missouri. Call 417-336-2300.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 till 4 on AM 920 WGNU. And I look forward to hearing from you. If you have problems with a personal work or family relationship, call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA for the issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU. And for the personal issues that matter most, join me, Dr. Laura, now from 2 to 4 every weekday afternoon. Then go do the right thing.
Summertime, and the living is easy, right? Not if you don't get your family reunion T-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion T-shirts and softball team T-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous T-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address, 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your T-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200, Robert Guy and Associates.
Informative, educational, provocative.
This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get up, get to me. We have much business to tend to. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up, get up, get to me. I want to make certain that you tune in tomorrow to Eye on the Loo. Many stories, much information. It's almost like we have a, what am I looking for? It's like a Hollywood, a scene from a Hollywood movie. What happened in Jefferson City yesterday? We have intrigue. We have lies. We have misdirections. We have betrayal. And we have car crashes. All of that in one day yesterday as we went up to Jefferson City to address this issue that of a land grab taking place in our community. All of that in Jefferson City, and we're going to be talking about that tomorrow on Eye on the Loo, so you don't want to miss it. All of that one day. Lord. 1-877-920-WGNU. Sheila.
Yes, I will be listening to you tomorrow, your Eye on the Loop section of the program.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to ask you or actually tell you about what's going on over here in the Fifth Ward. I live in the Fifth Ward.
Okay.
And my parents have lived here since 1964, and there was slowly a demolition of larger scale buildings, apartments, and warehouses. We had a Catholic church, we had a convent, we had a community center, we had a school, all on one street. And slowly those things started to disappear. And then lately we've had a lot of property that's owned by LRA. The LRA refuses to sell to anyone
something?
In the neighborhood.
And that's something?
So the property has been, earmarked, hold for future development.
Mm-hmm.
And we have spoken with our alderwoman. We had a block party, and we spoke with Rodney Hubbard, who made an appearance. And no one seems to be able to give us any answers as to why we can't buy a piece of property that's next to our home or across the street from our home. And now we find out that there's a raider basically just coming through and picking off property. And true, he is buying it from individual owners, but
it's still the same thing.
It's the same thing.
And it's not the same thing, because it's worse than the same thing, because he's going to get paid to buy your property.
Right, and he has an opportunity to buy property where we don't.
Absolutely. He's going to get paid. He's going to get tax credits that are going to cover his boarding up of the houses, going
right.
to cover his demolition of the houses,
mm-hmm.
going to cover his legal fees.
Right.
And also, do you know what? If he owes delinquent taxes on those properties, guess what? He doesn't have to pay those taxes.
Right. And had it not been for a couple of bloggers on the internet, we would not have known anything about it. When they talk about the Fifth Ward, they talk about the people in the Crown Candy neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
But we live behind where Pruitt Igoe used to be. And the idea is that there's no one who lives over here. But we have retired individuals who own their homes. My parents were retired. They gave the house to me and my husband upon their death. And, you know, we have held on to this neighborhood through Port Igo, through the crack epidemic, through the epidemic of people stealing bricks and stars off building and burning copper wire. And we held this neighborhood. We keep our neighborhood clean and safe. Whenever there are issues that require the police to come by, we call the police. But I just feel like we're being unappreciated.
Well, not overlooked. No, you're not being unappreciated. No, you're not. Nor are you being overlooked. You're being stolen from.
Well,
okay.
That too.
Okay, you are, because you don't matter. If you had been up in Jefferson City yesterday, you would have seen the contempt for the people that passed this law for you. The patronizing contempt
right.
that they have for you all. For us, for all of us, because I live in North St. Louis too.
Right.
For all of us. And also, your state representative, Rodney Hubbard, was given some amendments to this piece of legislation,
mm-hmm.
and he voted against his own amendment.
Yeah, we kicked him out of our block party because so many people had questions as to why we can't buy property in our neighborhood. Why is there, you know, so much indifference when it comes to government or even on a local level, city, or even on a more local level, our older woman? Why is there so much indifference when it comes to us? However, you know, when there is an outcry from the Crown Candy neighborhood, there's so much done. And
I understand
that there's a greater population over there. There's a younger population over there. My husband and I were in our 30s, but we're in a minority. Most of the people that live over here are 50 and up.
All right. And here's the piece that here is part of the things. That we have to be politically involved. Rodney Hubbard wants to be Senator
mm-hmm.
Hubbard. We have to be involved in our community politically. And people that don't deliver for us and don't deliver consistently for us or deliver more for interests that are not our interests, they should not be returned to office time and time and time again.
Absolutely.
You're 30-something years old.
Mm-hmm.
You and your husband might want to consider a run at it. You know, Rodney's the committee man. What is he doing as the committee man? You know, I mean, there are people need to get involved in this and get involved in a deep and real and consistent way. And also with respect to people that are elected,
mm-hmm.
we need to tend to those people. It's a relationship. If they're not doing what they need to be doing, then you got to cut them off.
Absolutely.
You got to cut them off.
We're starting some sort of grassroots conversation on, you know, what we can do as a neighborhood, however small we are,
mm-hmm.
to get rid of the leeches
mm-hmm.
that have plagued our neighborhood for so long.
There you
and,
go.
You know, I just wanted to call you and let you know that there are more people in the Fifth Ward than are being represented.
And
we've called the news media. Elliot Davis grew up on the street. And I don't see that he has any interest either.
All
I mean,
right.
he goes around doing the you pay for, and I think that applies.
All right. And we've got to keep ourselves involved. And,
okay.
And never say no. Listen tomorrow at 7 o'clock.
I will be listening.
All right.
Thank you very much,
Sheila. 1-877-920-WGNU tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Special Eye on the Lou. Amazing journey up to Jefferson City. Like something out of a Hollywood script. Intrigue, betrayal, lies, and car crashes. Just yesterday. My name is Liz Brown. The number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. I want to switch gears here just for a second. This is just kind of a switching of the gears, and also just to let you know that our plight, our battles are ongoing. There's an effort afoot right now to change up the way our focus on energy is to nuclear. Okay. People think it's safe now. This administration wants to pour billions of dollars into it. Is it safe? A 3-year secrecy in the name of of national security was used to keep the public in the dark about the handling of highly enriched uranium at a nuclear fuel processing plant. A leak that could have caused a deadly, uncontrolled nuclear reaction. The leak turned out to be one of the 9 violations or test failures since 2005. Did you hear me? Since 2005. Who's been in office in 2005? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Boy George. 9 since 2005 at a privately owned nuclear fuel service, and a longtime supplier of fuel to the U.S. Navy's nuclear fleet. The public was never told about the problems when they happened, and the regulatory commission that oversees this revealed them for the first time last month when it released an order demanding improvements at the company. But guess what? The company didn't get any fines. We have people calling up crying about, angry about children getting health care, but no fines giving to a company that has put citizens at risk 9 times since 2005. And if you want to know what's going on with your good government, in 2004, let me see, that's 3 years ago, who was in the White House? Oh, yeah, the same guy in the White House. Was so concerned about releasing nuclear secrets that the commission removed more than 1,700 documents from its public archive, even some that apparently involved basic safety violations at the company. Now, this company, by the way, is in Knoxville, Tennessee. Oh, and this is the same White House that wants to keep the emails secret about what happened with the firings of attorney generals. And we're talking about 5 million missing emails. There is an energy, I'm telling you, there's an energy out here that holds all of us in such utter and complete contempt. I don't have to tell you, Jack. Bump all y'all. I don't have to tell you nothing. This administration is saying, kiss my grits. I don't have to tell you nothing, and I'm not going to. I want to go with nuclear energy, and I'm going to keep from you. I'm going to lie to you. Because as the good sisters taught us, there are sins of omission and commission. Not telling is a lie as well. Not telling is a lie as well. So there are things that they are not telling. They're lying to us. This administration is if this is compassionate conservatism, you know what? No thank you. No thank you. I've had enough. I'm full up. My name is Liz Brown. You get to me. To Z, the Black Business Rolodex can meet all of your shopping needs.
S.
Seven Signs Masonry, 618-338-2871. Tuck pointing, all brickwork, whether it's your chimney, mailbox, flower beds, barbecue pits, all your masonry needs. The best hands in the business, Seven Signs, 618-338-2871. Don't forget, always check your decks.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers, and we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
If you have a drug problem, you are not alone. There is hope. We care. Narcotics Anonymous can help. NA is a nonprofit fellowship of men and women for whom drugs have become a major problem. They are recovering addicts who meet regularly to help each other stay clean. Call 314-830-3232 to learn more about Narcotics Anonymous. That's 314-830-3232. News to you from WGNU.
Why all the smoke about the fire department's promotions? Come on out to the Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality's headquarters, 1020 North Taylor, on Wednesday at 6 o'clock and find out. Find out why there's a lawsuit. Find out why there's an appeal. Find out why the mayor will not request an investigation of allegations of cheating. Come on out. That's this Wednesday at 6 o'clock, 1020 North Taylor, Firefighters Institution of Racial Equality. You know, where there's smoke, there's fire.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 till 4 on AM 920 WGNU. And I look forward to hearing from you. If you have problems with a personal, work, or family relationship, call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA for the issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU. And for the personal issues that matter most, join me, Dr. Laura, now from 2 to 4 every weekday afternoon. Then go do the right thing.
It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
None of us are free if one of us are chained. 1-877-920-WGNU. The White House is acting to limit health care for children. A deputy commissioner of human services in New Jersey said, "We are horrified at the new federal policy. It will cause havoc with our program and could jeopardize coverage for thousands of children." The Medicaid director in California, Stan Rosenstein, said the federal policy, this is a new, now let me back up. Congress signed off on and passed health care for children, the SCHIP program. But the Bush administration has attempted to adopt new standards that would make it more difficult for New York, Californians, and others to extend their coverage. The poverty level for a family of four is $20,000. New York City now covers families with up to 250% of that level. The state legislature would pass a bill that would raise the limit. but it is subject, it's subject to federal approval. California wants to increase its income limit to 300% of the poverty level from 250%. Pennsylvania has recently raised the limit to 300% from 200%. New Jersey has had a limit of 350% for more than 5 years. And this administration says no. No. Or they put rules down that 95% of children in the state below the 200% of federal poverty level who are eligible for Medicaid or for the child health program have to be enrolled before people can extend it. How can it matter? How can it matter? How can it matter that we are extending coverage to children? Medical coverage. I'm not talking about buying somebody a gun. I'm not talking about giving money or billions of dollars in tax breaks to oil companies. Trillions of dollars. I'm not talking about billions of dollars to industries like the nuclear industry. Tax breaks. I'm not talking about hundreds of millions of dollars in tax breaks for millionaires that have property go buy more property. I'm not talking about that kind of a deal. We're talking about children and health care coverage. That's a right. What kind of nation are we that we would quibble, that we would articulate opposition to a program that gets children health care? What kind of nation would we be? And let's say that the state of New York passed a bill to raise the limit to 400% of the poverty level. That means $82,000 for a family a year for a family of four. Now, in New York, what is the cost of living? In New York, what is the cost of living? How much does it cost to pay for rent? How much does it cost to have insurance on your home? Insurance on your apartment? Insurance on your car to have a car? What are your taxes like? How much does it cost a family of four to have health insurance, period, if they're not covered? Now remember, these are children that are not covered by families' health insurance. How much does it cost? Why would we be a nation that says, I can't, well, we're not doing that. That's too much money. They're getting away with something, huh? Aren't we better as a nation for investing in health insurance, health coverage for children? Isn't that one of those investment things that we invest in on this end and we're better off on the other end? But no, people gonna gripe. People gonna gripe. But they're not gonna gripe about billions of dollars, trillions of dollars going into people that are going into Iraq. No, let's just talk about millions of dollars that were dropped in money packages, bricks, $10,000 bricks to Iraq, in Iraq. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Welcome to the wake-up call.
Hey, Liz, how are you today?
Vader, good morning.
I think it's a shame to see these rich millionaires that own the Cardinals come to the city getting all this money to expand this ballpark, village, whatever you call this thing, downtown.
Isn't that something?
It's horrible. I was just sitting up here looking at the homeless situation, looking at this situation with the schools, how you got this illegal so-called board trying to run things. And they throwing money at the Cardinals and these other millionaires for this ballpark village. And we got other concerns in the communities
The rich
I don't
have
seen suffered. North St. Louis.
Well, their attitude is the rich have suffered enough.
That's a shame. And Matt Slade need to be thrown out of office. He ain't number George Bush number two. Take it easy, Liz.
All right. 1-877-920-WGNU. Please don't forget tonight, FIRE, the Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality, will host a forum to discuss the smoke and the fire that is out there about promotions, about transfers, about the first African fire chief, the fact that he can't transfer, the fact that there are lawsuits that are in place, the fact that before fire we had a handful of black firefighters. After fire, we have almost half the department, black folks in a city that's over half black people. How important is that institution, that organization? Come on out tonight and find out what you need to know to empower you, to help you make the next step in your community. Tonight at 6 o'clock, 1020 North Taylor, 6 o'clock tonight, forum, opportunity for information. I know it's hot out here. But you know what? It's hot out here even when it's December because of the things that go on in this community. Arm yourself with information. I'm asking you. I will be there tonight. Let's talk about this. Let's be out at FIRE's headquarters. That's 1020 North Taylor tonight at 6 o'clock. Tonight at 6 o'clock. Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Tomorrow's an amazing day on Eye on the Lou. I know you don't want to miss it. 7 o'clock tomorrow. It's like something out of a movie. It's darn Denzel Washington. We had intrigue. We had lies. We had deception. We had dishonor. There were preachers there, and there were car crashes. This is just yesterday up in Jefferson City. I and the Lou are going to dismantle. We're going to take all of that apart. And so much more. My name is Liz Brown. You know what? Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening today. And until then, until we meet again, stay strong.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell the brothers, stop resisting.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are